Gearheads, brought to you by Texas Motor Speedway, with commentary from our self-appointed gearhead gurus. It's the OD, Officer of the Drags, John Michaels, a master of motorsports, Mike Soroy, and the voice of TMS, Rich Phillips. It's live and legal street racing down the pit road strip at Texas Motor Speedway. Friday Night Drags, live now on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick.
Once again, we're trackside, locked and loaded, and ready for another exciting night of Universal Institute Friday Night Drags here at Texas Motor Speedway. This is week number four of a six-week summer event that lets you run what you brung down an eight-mile track that used to be pit road. Small cars, big cars, new cars, old cars, trucks, imports, rear-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, turbos, naturally aspirated, and totally exasperated, which describes my broadcast partner, Mike Soroy.
Whoa!
And we're joined by our good friend, Rich Phillips.
Who Yo, what's up?
He's the guy with all the credibility tonight because he is the keeper of Big Hoss, and he is also TMS's number seven in command.
That's right. We learned that 2 weeks ago, didn't we? That
yes,
I'm seventh in line for the big chair.
And our special guest tonight, George Dunham.
Let's get this thing going. Let's go.
Can we get a herd of Giorgios going out here?
John, if you poured all of the world's languages into one bowl, one word would stand out, and it is freedom. And that is what these drivers are racing for tonight.
That's right. We're free, and we're dumb tonight.
Yes. Freedom. I'm just repeating what George Shea said before the hot dog eating contest, but I thought it sounded good. And I'm thrilled to be here tonight.
You like my man George Shea there?
Oh, man. I know. I saw you guys started using him this year, and he's the best.
Yeah, he's coming back in town in a couple weeks to shoot another commercial for us.
He is the best hype man ever. But, yeah, I listen to you guys. You don't believe it, but in these summer nights, I listen. It's funny. I never really know exactly what is going on. I just hear
winding us up here.
No, I'm not. Right? I hear screams. I hear some. Oh! But it's funny, and man, I'm impressed with how many people are out here.
Well, it's happening.
Yeah, this year's crowd is bigger than any I've ever seen. We got another big one tonight. So this is your first time out here, Georgie. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Is this the mental images in your head? Is this what you thought?
I thought it'd be something like this, but I mean, it took a while to drive into the infield. I mean, we hit traffic and in the parking lot. And I couldn't believe how, I know some of those cars are there for a car show, but like some of those cars are racing.
Yeah.
And then, we just saw the parade of Jeeps go by.
There's only 385 Jeeps we had out here tonight.
I know. It's a ton of Jeeps.
It's Jeep night. Yeah.
I should have had my son come out. He drives a Jeep.
He would have enjoyed
that thing going.
You could do a parade lap around the racetrack and everything.
Right. I know. Yeah. Yeah. I tried to talk the officer of the drag, John Michaels, into letting me use his car tonight and race it, and he wouldn't let me.
No.
We needed that. We needed Jubb on the start-finish line. That would have been amazing.
Now, we are going to have George on the start line this evening.
Yeah, that'd be great.
George is going to
start
races. Start
some races.
There's nothing to
Wait, he's going to walk out there and start?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you kidding?
No.
Look.
I'm there.
You're talking to the mile pit road?
Here.
Look, you're talking to seventh in command here, okay?
We can get things done.
We're going to get him.
We had Eddie Gossage on, and we cornered him and asked him exactly what power rank Rich Phillips was. And I'm pretty sure he was dead serious because he kind of ticked it off in his head. He's like,
it's seven.
I think seven.
Top
he's
10.
Number seven, yeah.
Top 10. Man. It's a big place. That's not bad.
I said, how many people have to be out of town before Rich Phillips has the keys to the gate at TMS?
Where do you think Rich ranked at the ticket when he worked there?
He was the assistant program director.
Yeah.
Number two.
Number two.
He may have been, yeah,
he was
number
not
two.
Top nine.
You got knocked down to seven, though, changing jobs.
But I do have keys to the gate here.
So. Oh, do you really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Wait, is there a gate?
Rich is legit, man.
Yeah, all the gates on the outside are same lock. Yeah.
He's in charge of Big Hoss TV.
Dude, that we know for sure.
You hear Rich's voice all the time when it comes to the TMS.
Now, I used to say you were the voice of Texas Motor Speedway, but that guy's name is John, and he's racing tonight.
John McCalvin?
Yeah, he's here tonight.
He's number six.
Yeah, he's ahead.
Nah, Rich is a big wheel out here. You guys are trying to diminish the power that he has out here at TMS.
It's a good place to work.
I can't believe you're going to be on the start-finish line, George.
It's just a start line,
I'm a little nervous about it. I know.
It's just a start line. The finish line's down there, Mike.
My man Scott told me what I need to do. See if both drivers are ready.
The one we can't see.
And if they give me thumbs up.
It's an easy mistake.
That's because you've got to start finish line down there.
One, two, start, right?
That's right. That's okay. Right.
I think I can do that.
One, two, start. You got it?
Yeah. And don't give away his secrets, okay?
Yeah.
Don't give away the secret.
I won't.
What they'll be doing is the drivers will be watching your elbow.
Okay.
Now, when your elbow's
out. My elbow's out and pronounced.
Yeah. They're going to gas and go. Ready to roll.
And they are selling beer here tonight, right?
Yeah,
For on-air consumption, of course.
But you know what we're doing in 2 weeks?
What?
Final night, July 27th.
His idea.
Dollar beer night, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
A dollar a holler.
I'll have to come back. Now, I think of a training camp, then.
We're going to get 100,000 people here for dollar beer night for Friday Night Drags.
Light one tire on fire at dollar night.
That's right. What's our capacity here again, Rich?
120,000 in the grandstand, so I don't think we're going to fill that.
Has it ever been sold out completely?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Basically every 122,000?
Yes.
No kidding,
yes.
Really?
Is Argyle bigger than 122,000 people?
Oh, no. No, we're right over 3,000, I think.
Denton is nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Denton County is the fastest growing county in America.
Really?
Yes, it is. Because some of that is in Frisco. And then, up Prosper, Salina way.
Denton, though, itself, Denton proper, that's doubled since I went to college.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
The university has 37,000 of the grad now.
It hadn't doubled. It was 25, 26 when I was there.
Oh, when I went there, it was only 18 or 19.
Yeah, it was about 25 or 26 when I got there, but the town was 62. City of Denton.
Oh, they've
like
doubled.
125 or so down.
I went there before both of you guys.
I know.
Yeah, they were like, he went to North Texas Teachers College.
I've heard stories about your days.
North Texas State University.
That's what my degree says.
Oh, really?
We had a choice in 1988, University of North Texas, North Texas State. Craig and I both chose North Texas State.
You should have.
Yeah, that's where we went.
You went to.
That's right.
My freshman year, I lived in Clark Hall.
We were West.
Yeah.
I was Clark.
You were in Clark?
Yeah.
Cool.
Room 105.
That's where all the dorks live, Mike.
Yeah.
All the cool
104
dudes
and 103.
Lived in West Hall.
I was on the third floor.
Clark is the one with the glory holes in it, right?
Yeah. Bruce Hall was the
musician.
The pits
with no air conditioning.
I don't know how anybody lived there. There was no AC in the room.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Really?
No AC.
Yeah.
In the '90s,
there was no
crazy
AC.
Crazy musicians lived.
Yeah.
Huh?
Nuts.
And where did you live, George?
West.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's where it went on.
I didn't want to live out there. That was so far away.
It was. It was the West Hall. It was the furthest west dorm at the school.
It was out by
the
football dorm?
Stadium. Yeah, it was. What's co-ed?
West was co-ed? Was your guys' co-ed?
Oh, yeah.
To update
Same
the listener,
floor?
To update the listener,
just different wings.
We're drying off the track right now from.
Yeah, we got a couple wet spots from the Jeeps, right?
From the Jeeps,
yes.
Yeah, their air conditioner is dripped.
A little condensation out there.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Can't have a wet track.
I should have brought my blower. I got a gas blower.
Yeah, could have helped out there.
Mine's electric.
I'm gonna bring it next time. If you guys make a bad point, I'm just gonna crank it up on y'all.
Well, they'd be cranking up all night because we make a lot of bad points on this show.
I know. I'm telling you, I have listened.
Do you know that 2 weeks ago, so we had fireworks at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
So we took all the commercials for the 10 o'clock hour at 10 o'clock during the fireworks show. Because, what are we going to do? Play a firework?
Well.
Yeah. So then.
Groundbreaking radio then.
Mike, did we go an hour 17 straight, I believe?
Yeah.
Hour 17 without break.
Really?
Now, we got Eddie over here. Eddie Gossage came by for about a half hour, and we got him talking about stuntmen. And
dude, it was fun talking to Eddie
all
about
kinds
just
of
any
yards,
questions.
You know,
he knows it all.
Everything about the flyovers, about Big Hoss, just a million weird questions for that dude. And it was really cool.
But, I think that was a new record on the ticket, an hour 17 commercial free. But we didn't miss any spots.
No, that's all right.
Still time, and I think we talked about maybe 10 drag races.
I would like to see the diagram of what we discussed during that hour 17.
We had the OD on early this morning.
Yeah, it was.
We gave Rich a shout out. I said, I don't think Rich is up yet.
That was a great segment, wasn't it?
Huh?
What time?
I'm assuming
5:35.
I'm assuming 5:35.
Prime days are far behind me, sir.
The musers know when to put me on in prime time.
He's a pre 6 a.m. talent.
He said that the last time y'all did this that. He was trying to describe the action. You guys were kind of doing your own show.
Right? Yeah, I think we talked about wine.
Yeah, this is the comedy team.
Vodka,
I'm the straight man.
Metal. Yeah. We went through what I have on my Spotify.
Yeah,
my metal.
Oh, man.
I learned a lot about Rich over
the
years.
Did you play some of it?
This.
He listens to that cat stuff.
Oh, yeah, we discussed all of it. He went through some of the song names and the band names.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot insane. Of death and darkness.
Dude, softest thing on his musical playlist is what? Pink Floyd.
Yep.
And there's nothing even close.
No.
On the soft scale.
No.
To Pink Floyd. That's our boy Rich.
That's all right.
That's the way Rich rolls. That's okay.
Maybe movies will be the theme for this week.
I'm not going to have much for you then.
Really?
No.
I'm going to talk about The Meg every chance
I
get.
That is a spoiler.
The Meg, the great shark movie that's coming up. That's my game changer. What was your game changer for your
Zookeeper.
Zookeeper.
Oh, boy. It turns out it wasn't.
How'd that turn out?
It wasn't. But listen, if you see previews of a talking gorilla, how would you not say that's going to be a game changer?
Yeah.
And a car that pulls up the TGI Fridays and the gorilla says, shut up. You knew that was going to be just something that was going to change movie watching forever.
It's like if you gamble on a game and you were on the right side, but you still lost your money. You were right to claim it as a game changer.
Right.
Now, it turned out you were on the
Kevin
right
James,
side of things.
It was one of those classic George Overshells, like the hottest woman in entertainment ever is Pink.
The best band in the world.
I said she was the sexiest woman in entertainment, and at the time, I was right.
No, you were. You were never right about that.
Yeah, I was. She had it going on.
No, she did.
For like 6 months.
He had a crush on Hillary Clinton as well.
I just said for an old gal, she's not bad looking. Like that anymore. I said back in 98.
I was going to say, year Hillary Clinton? Okay,
98.
Back then, it was okay. I can't say that now.
No.
Yeah.
That's like
I make a lot of outrageous claims. That's why I'm here tonight.
I saw some questioning the other day online of whatever happened to the girl on TV. She's so good looking. You have to watch out for her because she's so good looking.
In today's climate, we can't do that anymore.
No.
Wow, that was a good segment.
I know.
Yeah, it was.
What year was that?
Oh, man. Oh, that was probably
10 years
in the 90s
we did that.
Even
yeah.
We did that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No, I can't do that anymore.
No.
But we can make a lot of noise on Friday night, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
That's something you haven't experienced yet.
Are these towers loud?
Oh, God.
Dude.
Oh, man.
Now, the first round,
we
the first
have
group.
Earplugs?
No.
No.
You have
those.
You
the
have
first
these.
Group not going to be loud, okay?
Okay.
Here's your
thing. What about when I'm out there starting those mother hubs?
It'll be louder. It'll be louder.
Okay. Well, Scott's got to have some earplugs for me, right?
No.
And you're standing within like 10 feet of where Craig Miller got his tinnitus, which is on this.
Hey, by the way, I've been meaning to message him for the longest time, but I used to sit back in the ticker room when he would whine and moan on the air about tinnitus and how awful it was.
Tinnitus.
It's pronounced tinnitus,
actually.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
And I need to now apologize to him for all those days. I used to sit back in the background.
Did you got it?
Yeah, it finally subsided some. I found a few things to help, but boy, it sure sucks.
I've got it too. Not as bad as he does, but I've got it.
If I think about it,
I hear the ringing.
I've got it.
Yeah.
You get it when you get older.
When I first got it earlier this year, man, there were nights that you just didn't sleep.
And it's just when you lay in bed at night, right? That's when
anytime it's quiet.
Yeah. Anytime it's quiet.
You can focus in on it and it'll just come.
I feel partially responsible for Craig's.
Not to think about it.
Craig was trying to leave, and we were at the race together.
Right.
And the race had just started, and it was cool. And he's like, all right, I'm going to head out. I'm like, dude, you have to wait until they pit because that's the coolest part.
You are responsible.
And we were standing, like, up against this cement. You know, when a team is out, you can almost stand right against this cement wall. And we were both standing right next to each other, and when they pit, it's the loudest damn thing in the world. And I saw his ears start to bleed.
You need to wear ear protection.
Man, you need to find.
This is not that bad, George, because it's just two at a time.
As long as you're not on the
not
start
40,
line.
But
it's
they
fine.
Still could have the
Find somebody,
dual exhaust.
Find somebody with a cigarette and pull the filter out, split it in half.
Have cigarettes?
Yeah.
And then after they start, I'm going to light them
ear.
Simultaneously
no,
and
no.
smoke them both.
No, not the whole cigarette.
Right through your eustachian tubes there.
You separate the filter and break it in half.
Well, no, then you can't smoke them. Leave them together.
I smoke them.
Newport and
smoke them if you got them,
Menthol?
Yeah.
Trying to help.
Tough in here,
see, I'm trying to help you.
I know you're trying to help me.
And look what happens.
I'm being a jerk.
Well, yeah, you are a jerk.
No, I am. I'm a huge jerk. I admit that.
Well, you are a jerk.
We got this track dried off yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
And we still have the Star Spangled Banner and the prayer to do, so we'll do that here in a few minutes.
Yeah, are you ready to deliver the prayer, George? You're the celebrity.
Yeah, I could.
You're going to start the car.
Could you do a good 60-second, 90-second, a rock-solid Texas Motor Speedway-worthy prayer for us? I'm not asking you to do it.
I think you'd put me at 30 seconds and I could pull it off.
And every pre-race, when I'm down, I do all the driver intros and then we go for the anthem and the prayer. And one of the first people I look for when I come to pre-race is the preacher.
Just because you're the backup?
I don't know. Well, there's one who I know is always down here, but he's not usually the one that does the prayer. But Father Jay Atwood, one of the priests who's always down here, so I always spy him first. I was like, stick around. But when I find who's supposed to do the prayer, then we're good. But
and George,
I don't want to do the prayer.
No, that's a lot of pressure.
Because I'm going to do, you know, the Ricky Bobby, you know, prayer.
Yeah, right.
Dinner table.
8 pounds, six ounce Jesus.
And George, when you do it, good food, good meat, good God, let's eat. It's not going to work.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would.
We need a solid minute.
So, you know, thank him for the day and hope that these drivers stay safe. And I would be like Rich and say, hey, I hope Sonny Dykes wins 9 games this year.
That'd be great.
Like that.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Hey, I talked to him about a month ago, and he said he's a big P1.
Is he?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Man, he said he has listened to our show since he used to recruit the Metroplex like 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even before his Law Tech days.
Even before his Law Tech days, yeah.
I mean, my interaction with him was in the very awkward time of, hey, congratulations on the new job. Let's coach, okay?
Oh, the bowl game?
That's 9 days after he started? Yeah.
That was weird.
Good. That didn't go well. So.
Soroy didn't care about that, though, right now.
No, I jumped out of that. I do have a Twitter question.
Did you see the water bottle that I brought this evening?
Oh, right. Support the alma mater.
Nice.
I have a Twitter question aimed at George Dunham.
Let's hear.
Why was George Dunham so obsessed with a talking gorilla in a movie but hates Coco so much?
Well, because Coco's not funny.
Hey, I think we're about to pray.
We are about to pray.
All right, George, you ready?
Okay. Friday Night Drags on the ticket.
Okay. Yeah, let's take some breaks.
Oh, okay. Back in a moment.
Yeah.
Line locked and loaded all along the strip at Texas Motor Speedway all night tonight. You're listening to live coverage of Universal Technical Institute Friday Night Drags on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, it's 9:20 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Rich Phillips, John Michaels, Mike Soroy, most importantly, the Jubinator here for Friday Night Drags.
Oh, yeah. Audio mess. Yes, they are. I'm really looking forward to this.
I'm looking forward to you starting the cars. That's pretty. When was that?
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that. I'm afraid someone's going to get ticked at me.
The second series, the Sportsman Division, we get some V8s out there. So we're going to get George out
that
there.
That means sports cars, right?
Camaros,
whatever.
Let me look on the list. I'll tell you what.
Sportsman is born in domestic cars with 6 cylinders with aftermarket turbo or superchargers, or 8 cylinder cars that are naturally aspirated with internal modifications, you know.
Did that tell you anything?
Okay, yeah.
Off the top
Ford
of his
Mustang,
head.
Chevy Challenger, Corvettes.
Is that a Porsche?
Yes, a Porsche.
Nice.
Yeah, in lane one, that is David Cavazos in an 07 Porsche 987.
Yep. And Ford Mustang checking in.
That's true.
Oh,
look at him go.
Come on, Mustang.
Rip City.
That's a 6-cylinder twin turbo Mustang as well.
Ford, thank you very much. America.
We're a Chevy Trax, sir.
Oh, well, it's still American.
True.
American made, Rich.
A Charger and another Mustang.
Look at those green wheels on
that's
Charger.
A bad start by the Mustang. But he's coming back. Look at the Mustangs off to good starts here tonight.
You like nothing more than to say that's a bad start by the Mustang.
Here we go. That's true.
Here we go. We got a little Fiat over there, man.
Fiat BMW? Are you liking this one, Mikey?
Give me the Fiat. Smaller,
I'll take the BMW.
BMW.
You got $5. Oh, yeah. Should that be racing, that Fiat?
He's got late speed. Fiats have late speed.
Very late.
Like what? About 10:30?
Yeah.
Too late.
Second lap.
Oh, man. That BMW blew his doors.
Hey, we got a
Scion.
You're
$5 down, Mike.
You like the Scion in lane one?
You pick this one, dude.
I go Scion.
The Miata.
What is that? A Miata? That's got a good chance of stalling here in a second.
Miata.
Oh, come on.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Look at that little thing. It looks like a golf ball.
Miata?
Yeah. I got you, Georgie.
Oh, okay, we're even.
Even Steven. That was actually pretty close. But
Miata.
Miata engine.
Volkswagen.
There's a BMW Golf, I think.
Yeah. And another BMW.
This Beamer looks serious.
Beamer. That's for sale, apparently. Oh, that's his number. Okay.
It's not a price. He's not selling it for $134.
Woo! Look at that BMW.
Take that.
Woo! Smoke that rabbit.
grabbing. Yeah. And here we go. Here we go. Isuzu, I believe.
Look at that wing, George.
Yeah, I'm going to take the car of the wing. You want the other
one? It's a Nissan Juke with the wing
okay,
on
all right,
it.
All right.
And a Volkswagen in lane two.
That's got to help him.
No bet. I'm not going against that wing.
Bet? Okay.
I don't want any part of that wing.
Okay, now I watch him go now. Here's where the wing kicks in. Right there.
Downforce.
Right there.
Downforce.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
He would have launched into space if he didn't have the wing.
Here's a Ford Fusion, looks like. And okay. Looks like
somebody's mom.
That's a Ford. We got a Focus is what that is.
Focus, yeah. Focus.
That is the way Pudge said it.
That is all it is. I was there when he said it.
That's very important.
When he said it, and I'm
got
in
a
group interview session,
I just had to turn the other way because I about busted.
You knew we had 20 minutes on the morning show the next day.
First convertible, Georgie.
Convertible, let's go.
Another Miata.
He's too tall for that. Look at his head.
Yeah, he's
got a.
He better duck just to give himself a little.
Double thumbs up.
That's bad for his aerodynamics with his helmet sticking out.
Oh, he's getting smoked, man. Look at that Ford go.
Look at
Ford.
Smoke coming out of that Miata.
George, last week I was throwing gummy bears in the convertibles. These guys were freaking out on me. I brought peanut
M&Ms. Did you hit them from here?
Yeah, I was throwing them inside in the sunroof and in the convertibles. I brought peanut M&Ms this week because I want them to hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, man, a Honda and a Honda Mustang.
Here goes Wheelie's Mustangs go tonight. Look at that Mustang. Good night for Ford so far, guys.
Oh, Porsche versus Porsche.
Here we go. Grudge match.
Yep. But there's only one wing.
We got a gray and a white.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Take the wing.
Yeah, I'm going with the wing, too.
That's in the white.
I'll take the gray.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Look, the wing hasn't even kicked in yet.
That just
kicked
in. Stand by. Stand by. Great
This is the Bandit Division, foreign and domestic cars with 3, 4, or 5 cylinders or with or without factory turbo or superchargers or 6-cylinder engines naturally aspirated.
Stop saying
like that.
I don't know what that means, but it looks like a good
Ultima
matchup.
Huh?
That's a Mini Cooper.
That's what you came out here to see, right?
You're
right.
Right.
Oh.
Fiat.
What was that?
That
one's running a little wrench, it looks like. Papers go out onto the track.
We have
stop
debris
the
on
racing.
The course.
We need a blower to blow this paper off the track.
Let me ask y'all a question. Are all of these cars standard?
No.
Some are automatic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's an advantage to be standard, though, isn't it?
If you know what you're doing, it can be. Yeah.
No, automatic are better for drag racing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That Porsche just took it to that other car. I love, by the way, this is a Camaro, right?
Yes.
I love
Camaro.
The new Camaro.
That's Chris Bourne in lane number one in his new Camaro.
Those Camaro convertibles are sweet. That's not a convertible, but the convertible's really
that's
sweet.
That's a Ford. We got a Focus again.
Camaro's going against Tyler Coolman, who loses that one. Sorry, Tyler.
Remember the yellow Camaro and Gumball Rally?
Oh, yeah.
Roll on! Yellow
Mario Camino. Mario Camino pulls up in lane number one in his, looks like a Volkswagen.
Honda Civic, sir.
Oh, those are quick. Honda Civics are quick.
I'll take the Civic.
Yeah, I think so, too. There he goes.
Good on the shift to third in the Miata.
No. Somebody just blew a gasket.
Kirby Hall pulls up in lane number one.
This car is smoking as he pulls up. That's not good.
Kirby's got a smoking.
Well, sometimes they burn out before they get up here.
That's better to burn out than the fade away.
That's right. Sean Hawkins in an 89 Civic in lane
look
two.
At look at that hunk of junk. That's not going
We got a pinwheel
in the back.
It's like slowly spinning around.
He's doing bits. That looked like my 77 Ford Fairmont right there.
He paid $20 to do that bit.
I hope they see the pinwheel.
We saw the pinwheel.
What good would that do you?
Jordan Penn is in lane number two. Jordan Penn's driving some sort of Isuzu, I think. No, a Honda? What is
it? Just a Volkswagen Isuzu. That's a Mazda.
Check
and
it
a
out.
Volkswagen in lane one.
Hatchback.
You're just going to keep saying Isuzu until one comes up? Yeah, I know. I saw.
Remember Joe Isuzu?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Westwood 1, yeah. No. Westwood Ford. No?
Joey Isuzu, he later did Westway Ford,
wasn't he? He was in the National
He did National.
Yeah, Joey Isuzu.
Did he not do the Westway Ford commercials, too?
Brendar Arnas.
No. I know who
that
you're talking
about. That was Joe Greed,
that's right. Yeah.
Brendar Arnas.
The Ultimate Warrior was on those commercials, too.
Oh, really?
The
these guys are brothers, Brendar and Greater.
Uh-oh, Cash versus Mikey.
The Arnas brothers.
The who?
Arnas.
Camaro.
Now Arnas is on you.
God. Well, here's a thing. Here's a Fang, man.
Look at that Crocodile Dundee mobile over
here. What is that?
That's a Volkswagen thing.
It's a thing, man.
That's like a duck boat.
He's going to get smoked.
It's
false start.
What was the
Look at him. Did you see him look over?
Now he's holding his
hand. He looked over and watched the guy smoke him.
Man.
Oh, that's great.
That's like you're putting a golf cart out there.
He still hasn't finished.
It looks like that that car from that Seals and Cross.
Convertible.
Superstar show.
Yeah.
Give me a handful of M&Ms. We got a convertible.
Wonderbug?
Wonderbug, yeah.
Brandon Tyner in the Mustang convertible.
Woo-wee! Look at that baby.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, look at his feet.
I think the Mustang lost.
First Mustang loss of the night.
He did lose to another Ford.
Is that a Scion? Or what was that?
I think it was another Ford Focus.
Atriana Rook
Fords
now.
And Focus.
Atriana Rook now.
These both Mustangs.
Both Mustangs.
57. That's a false start.
Ricardo Flores.
Well, you're out there. Are you going to wave it off if they false start on you?
I'm going to jump in front of them.
You better not stand for any.
Back it up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stand for that.
Oh, man. What have I got myself into here, man?
I got a Ford Focus and a Hyundai, I believe.
Yeah.
Whoa. Second gear, please.
This is the grocery getter department, right?
Yeah, this is.
And from the 40 liner.
Right.
I hope he doesn't want to drive that car home after that one. I don't think he's going to make it.
At least he can drive it home. Tommy Wright pulls up in lane number two in a new Camaro.
Look at that sweet Camaro go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. These are six-cylinder cars, actually.
Are these aspirated or non-aspirated?
Non-aspirated.
Good.
The fours can have turbo, right?
The fours can have the turbo or the five-cylinder.
Hey, you want to get down there and get ready to go start?
Is he really
okay? Yeah, go down. This is
you
the last
You want me to
race.
Be aspirated or not?
Be aspirated.
We do not want George aspirated.
No.
All right.
Please be careful.
I'm going to go start him. I will.
Wait for him to wave you down there.
Yeah, don't cross traffic, okay, George?
Oh, my God.
Hey, they even got a headset for him. Look at that.
He is mounting the pit wall, the commander.
George,
go right here.
Actually, he's going the wrong way now. Now he's mounting the pit wall. The commander is on the eighth of a mile pit road.
Yeah.
The crowd is going nuts. The crowd is going
Look
crazy.
At that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all standing. I see a woman crying in the second row. It's George Dunham.
This is the first time we've had a guest starter.
He's
celebrity. As far as I know, celebrity starter.
Celebrity
George
starter.
Dunham.
All right. Can we bring him
Can
up?
Can you bring up PA?
Yeah, bring up the PA.
It's from the Morning Musers. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary George Dunham.
Yeah. That's right. All right, everybody. Focus your attention to the center of the track. George Dunham.
Thank you very much.
From the ticket.
Yeah.
He will take command of the front stage here for the first couple of races. Let's see how he does. Let's make a big round of applause for George.
Yeah, George.
There he is.
All right. Well, Jeb's going to have the honors of starting off
to the crowd.
The Summit Racing Equipment Sportsman Division.
Wait, we're going to have to click
on these. The Sportsman foreign and domestic cars with eight cylinders that are naturally aspirated. The six-cylinder cars have factory turbo or supercharged.
Yeah, we don't need to hear Ken Buck.
Are they going to have to clear all these roses off the track before they
Yeah, race? Probably so. We'll get the blowers back out.
George was...
All right.
Here he goes. Look at
here
it.
Here he goes.
Look,
he's
pointing. He's got a thumbs
you
up.
Ready?
Whoa. Yes!
What a great start.
He's going to get in the rhythm now. So watch, he like points at one, the lane one, then he points at lane two.
Oh, they're going to give him headset now so he doesn't down.
Well, so he can get on the PA maybe.
No, that won't go on PA. It's not plugged into anything.
Protect his ears. There you go.
All right, we got a Dodge and I can't see the other one.
A Camaro. Camaro.
Yeah.
Ready? One, two,
bang!
Boom!
Whammy! Oh, my God.
Camaro took the Dodge off the line by three or four lengths and wins the race.
I like how George sort of squats down and gets in a ready position.
Well, he's ready to go.
It's almost like he's, well.
Oh, he's getting more info. Okay, double thumbs up. He's giving the crowd again. Oh, look, he's already he's ready.
Oh, boy, look at how cocky he
is. He's so cocky now. Yeah.
He's so self-assured.
Oh,
ready?
Bam.
Look at
one,
it.
Two.
Hit it!
Oh!
He is very emphatic with his start.
Yeah, get some pictures of that.
I need to get a video of the commander. What am I thinking?
George Dunham running the starting line for us tonight here at Friday Night Drags. Universal Technical Institute Friday Night Drags.
Milton Rovar is pulled up in lane number one. Looks
there
like a new Mustang.
And the guy in lane two has got
ready?
A digitized paint job on his Corvette.
Ready?
That looks nice.
Weston Roberts.
Boom!
Oh, and he's going to take off. All right. George Dunham.
All right.
Yeah. Starter George Dunham.
Yeah. He's had enough.
Oh my God, those are all competitive races too.
They were.
They had fair starts.
All right, we'll see you later, George. Have a good night.
Obligation.
He's done. Done.
Complete.
Yeah,
complete.
He's
good.
Oh Mustang and a Dodge.
Yeah, this Christopher Herrera in
the
Mustang.
We welcome the honorary starter George Dunham.
That was pretty awesome.
Your hands are shaking. You
feel
look like
the power.
You yeah. really good.
We enjoyed your getting back in your stance.
Yeah,
well,
yeah
you're
I
all
gotta
ready
make
to
sure.
Go.
You ready? You ready?
Ready? Well, and then some of those guys, it's really tinted. You can barely see in there, and they're like really cocky. They don't want to give you the full thumbs up, you know?
They're white knuckling hard already.
Yeah. That was cool though. Man, it was loud too. Woo!
Tristan Tenner pulls up in lane number one in a Mustang.
That first race when you didn't have ear protection, you had the knee buckle.
Yeah, it was tough. Dodge is moving out.
When we get to the Outlaw division.
That's Matthew McPherson winning the race.
You think those were loud? Wait till we get to the Outlaw division.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Outlaws are like no holds barred real drag racers.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my tinnitus is kicking in tonight for sure.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
That's all this?
Yeah. Plus, I got to listen to these two all night.
Yeah, turn my headphones down just a little bit, Tony, if you could.
Yeah, I've already done
that. There we go.
Did that earlier. Dodge and Dodge, right?
Yeah, Tyler Latton in lane number one.
And an orange one in lane two.
That would be Chase Cummings. Chase Cummings is going to lose that one.
Excuse me?
What?
Huh? Nothing.
Whoa.
I'm tweeting out a video right now of George Dunham's fine work out there.
Lane number one is Darren Vincent out of Weatherford.
Ah, the home of the Kangaroos.
And lane number two is Brad Rebin.
Where's he from?
He is from planet Earth.
Aubrey. He's from Aubrey.
The Chaparrals of Aubrey.
Yeah,
just up 377 in Denton County.
All right, here's the slugbug.
Well, this is not a fair matchup.
Oh, dude.
No, no.
You watch.
I'll put $5 on the bug then, George.
Watch this Volkswagen.
I'll put my mortgage on the bug, okay? Brock Gilliam. Oh,
yeah,
dude.
It's Brock Gilliam.
Oh, y'all know this guy?
Legend.
Stand by. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, him and his dad both are out here. They have Volkswagens.
Brock, sleep on this green machine, though. Look at this green machine.
No, the Hulk doesn't know what's about to hit him.
Yeah, we might need to give him an advantage here. See, Scott's
going to... Oh, look at he's giving him an advantage.
Oh, okay.
Look,
yeah, that's
off. Him out for a
look at that.
If we got a handicapping, man, the bet's off then.
Yeah.
We have a staggered start.
So that's a bug that's all souped up, huh?
Yes.
Jason Gregg is getting about a two-length head start.
And a Dodge Charger.
Holy smokes.
It's over.
Did you notice? You notice he had passed him before they passed us?
That bug is awesome.
Yeah, it's like
didn't he win the
turbo.
Championship last year?
Yeah,
is he undefeated, Rich? Has he ever?
I think he had a couple weeks ago, didn't he miss a shift or something? I think he had a bad week here a few weeks ago. But he's good.
Lane two, we got, looks like Seth Annabeth.
He's in a Camaro, being a Chevy.
Chevy Camaro.
Is that like an Impala?
Looking good.
It's a Chevy SS. That's the souped-up version of the Impala. We used to have those as our pace cars out here.
20-inch blades on my Impala.
Robert Frank in lane number one.
He's in a Camaro. Lane two is in a Mustang. And that's Domingo Lopez on a Crowley.
Hey, man, that's a way to go.
Oh, Domingo. Uh-oh. Caught you snacking.
Come on, Domingo.
Domingo is fiddling with his radio. Didn't see the go signal.
Yeah, do you think any of these cars have cranked the ticket so they can listen to live coverage of this?
Oh, yeah. We've gotten thumbs up from guys before.
Cool. When I talk to them, we're on like about a 30-second delay.
And right.
By the time you get to the end of the thing, they can tune in and listen to their race.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Listen to you make fun of them.
Yeah. I don't make fun of them. I'm committing their fine work.
We got a Mustang on a Mustang.
That'd be Carlton Crowe and Ben Sanders, both driving Mustangs tonight.
Howdy, guys.
Hey.
I'm Ben Sanders.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Hey,
Ben.
I'm doing all right. Good to be here tonight.
All right. That's all you got, Ben?
Hey, Ben. What's he talking to him about?
I don't know.
Give me some PA.
George, get down there and figure out what's going on.
Never mind.
We're checking safety equipment, I think.
Making sure they're...
I just made that up.
We have had people roll up that have a passenger in the car. Like,
you can't do that.
No. Right?
Did a wheelie.
Lane one missed that shift into second, and that lost the race for him right there.
Yeah,
we had a couple weeks ago, we had so many people here 4th of July that we'd have a few come up. They didn't have helmets because we had to go get them from somebody else.
They didn't have enough helmets.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had to recycle them.
We've had kids in the baby seat, everything.
We got a Mercedes here?
Jonathan Nguyen.
What is that?
It's a Hyundai Genesis.
Oh, okay.
That's a very clean
car. It's a good-looking car, though.
It's a Lexus. Jonathan Nguyen driving a Lexus and can't get any traction. He's going to lose it.
That Hyundai Genesis is real smooth.
Very nice.
I know. That's a nice car.
Oh, look at this. Look at this.
Now is he smoking his tires, or is that an engine problem?
No,
it's his tire. That's planned.
Okay, all right.
He's lighting it up.
That's a lot of smoke. I think
that's what he wanted to do. That is Joseph Williams in a 2018 Mustang out of Louisville.
And he's going against...
Home of the Fighting Farmers. Look at there.
Yeah.
He's going against...
George Pibon.
He beat him.
Jorge.
He
smoked him.
Yeah, it's
before
Jorge.
And during the race. A lot of Camaros here tonight. Is that the most popular car, Camaro or Mustang?
Camaro, Mustang, yeah. A lot of vets, too.
Yeah.
Lane two is Cameron Olson in an 06 Mustang.
And lane one is Daniel Weiland. Looks like a Camaro. 2011.
And he rallied back for the win.
He did.
Yeah, the Camaro wins.
God, I bet that's a great feeling. And you think they're getting 80-100 miles an hour, something like that?
These guys are getting more. 75 to 80. When we get to that outlaw division, they're over 100.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. An eighth of a mile. Yeah.
Man.
You'll be nervous, George, for real.
Oh, I'm already nervous.
Wait till you see when we get to those guys, too.
They're like sketchy.
They're sliding so squirrely and slide.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get a little wide?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little wide in their lane, right.
Mm-hmm. That's a racing turn, John.
We had one 2 weeks ago that did the slalom down there, remember? He came across into the wrong lane and went back over and never hit a cone.
That's okay. We're on the weekend. You can ski on the weekend.
That's what I hear.
Oh, man, look at that. There's that wing. If you have a wing, you will win.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
That was John Wolfe getting his doors blown.
Get back in line and race again, right?
Yeah, they advance, don't they?
Yeah, they advance. If you win.
If you win, you get the race again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We go all the way until we get down to one.
Is there any buybacks tonight, Rich?
I don't believe so.
It's like Fortnite. There can only be one winner.
Are you getting better at Fortnite?
That's for the kids. I don't know. Your kids play?
I played one time.
Oh, you did?
I lasted... After I parachuted, I think I was in for about 8 seconds.
And then shotgun to the head.
Yeah.
You did. They made you play once. Who's it, Scotty?
Yeah, and then they demanded the controller back. Ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Hey, I've lost in under 10 seconds many times, so don't feel bad about that.
You need my son to give you a lesson. He's really good.
I probably.
That's T.J. Bailey winning the race.
Roger. I'm gonna say that's the fastest car we've seen here tonight.
What
do you think?
I think so far.
Yeah, under the bug.
I think that Volkswagen was the fastest.
Yeah, maybe.
The bug, probably. Lane one is Matt Nadler in a BMW.
And he's going against Nicholas Arnon.
And, no way that's how you pronounce that.
Just roll with it, okay? He really struggles with names.
John wrestling with the contestants is always a side bit we got.
You guys, it's like, you know, I guess maybe it's because you and I have read rosters for years.
Yeah,
you know, just saying like
every name possible.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You've done enough tennis players, Rich.
Yeah, exactly.
Get through all these.
Matt Pesquada.
Okay,
how about
sounds
that?
Right.
Matt Pesquada,
lane number one.
Sounds fast.
And he's going against Don Ponder.
Now we'll give you that one.
Thank you.
He's
in
a Mustang.
We got a wing in lane two.
First wing to lose.
Broken wing, George.
Oh, okay, that's right.
It's over.
Man, the wing streak is over.
All done but the crying.
Your analytics are not working anymore.
Here's a BMW from, give us that name there, Mr.
Mirza Kovacevic.
Is that an old Monte Carlo? What is that?
No, that's
National.
A Buick Grand National, dude.
My favorite car, George.
I love this car.
So it's kind of like
David Valdez, a Buick Grand National.
Look at it go.
Look how smooth that is. Yeah, man.
My favorite car in America.
It's a tricked up Buick Regal is what it is.
That's a six-cylinder, George.
Really?
Yeah
those
man.
Are awesome.
Is it one year only that they made those, was it?
Two.
2 years? 86, 87 or something?
Yeah, that sounds like a sweet car to me.
Lane one is Steve Cornu. He's in a Chevy Camaro.
I'm gun-shy for pronouncing your name.
Mario Frias.
Here we go.
In a Mustang.
I doubt I'll ever try to pronounce another name.
Why? We love it when you pronounce names, John.
Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing, player.
I bet you do, guys.
Trust me, we really love when you pronounce names.
Derek Blyton pulls up in lane number one. Derek's driving a nice Camaro, looks like, 2011, 2012.
A bit older Camaro in lane two.
Yeah, it's like a 1990s.
Josh Bradshaw, it's a 2000 Trans Am.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. What car did you want in high school? Trans Am was me. I knew I'd never get one.
Camaro Z28.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the 82.
Sweet too, yeah.
With the ground effects on it and everything.
I had some friends that had those. They're awesome.
Now I want like a 69 Camaro.
Yeah?
Yeah, the black ones, those are awesome.
Michael Parkinson is in lane number one.
I don't like his disease.
He's going against Anthony Brent. And Anthony Brent.
Do the Camaro.
Wins that one.
What about you, Mike? What car did you like in high school?
I think I wanted a Toyota Supra, if I had to guess.
Yeah?
But I've never been a car, shockingly, as if you listen to this broadcast, I've never been a big car guy.
No, I really haven't either, but I'm not like these guys.
Yeah.
Greg Connor in a Trans Am, lane number two, and a Z in lane number one.
I actually wanted a Jeep, I think, more than anything.
And you're really lost there, John.
I finally got a Jeep.
Yeah, he did.
Are you just saying that because it's Jeep night?
Not at all.
Here,
no.
TMS?
I had a CJ5, a Jeep from, I don't know, 1984, 85.
But did you have a
almost
Kevlar
killed
line
myself.
Jeep?
No, I didn't have a Kevlar. Was there one here today? Is that what you had?
That's what I had.
I drove a 65
the old
Ford
Starwood Motors
van.
Really?
Oh, I wonder what happened in that van.
Remember when I had that?
Band is rocking, don't come a knocking, you know.
You remember when I had the Kevlar line Jeep with Starwood Motors? That endorsement I had?
Yeah.
I've never gone anywhere in a car with you, Rich. I wouldn't know what kind of vehicle you have.
I don't know.
That
I
would be a strange
about it for a year,
carpool but... karaoke, Mike and Rich going to work together.
Eric Brannion in lane number two, driving some kind of vet.
Very shiny.
Lane two?
Corvette. Got the top up on the convertible.
Yep. I'll just eat these M&Ms. I'm not throwing them.
No.
Put the tops down.
What's your favorite kind of an M&M?
Peanut.
Have you had pretzel? Talk about game changers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've had the caramel, but that's a little too much, I think.
A little too much. Yeah. They're trying too hard
pretzel,
there. But
yeah?
The pretzel.
Dude, yeah. I have not.
Yeah, try it.
Austin Sherman.
I'm with you. I'm with peanut most of the time.
I'll go get us some right now.
By the way, speaking of another game changer, have you guys tried ice cream cone flavored Bluebell?
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
Really?
It is basically a nutty bar, or what do you call them, a drumstick, crunched up
drumstick
in vanilla.
Yeah.
So there's actual waffle
in there?
Oh, yeah,
there's waffle cone, there's chocolate, there's nuts. Best one they've ever made.
That sounds amazing.
Outside of Graham Cracker Crunch that they discontinued. Like 10 years ago, much to my chagrin. But, yeah, check it out. Ice cream cone.
I'm in on that.
Yeah.
I love drumsticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ice cream cone. Look for it.
Okay. back to the races.
Yeah.
We got one here. Slow to the line here. What's
this
going
guy's
on
scared.
Over
he's
lane
very timid.
Two is Marco Bequendo in a 95 Toyota Supra.
Look at the guy in lane. Bequendo. Lane one, his number looks like it spells slow.
We got a wing here.
That's,
that's Marco Bequendo.
That's in lane two.
It looks
J.D. Rodriguez in lane one.
There goes the wing. Oh! I think we got another wing loss.
Yep. He is. He did.
You said Bequendo. It's Bequendano.
Oh,
okay.
Good all catch.
Right. Chase Pollock, right? 08 Scion.
Nice catch.
Oh, Marion Van Dickleglin in the
vanity plate. Got a vanity plate. Race box, it says. They tend to be fast, too, Georgie.
The Scions?
No, if you have a vanity plate.
Oh.
With a racing theme
it's
to it.
It's beating that Charger, whatever that is.
So he won. Vanity plate won.
He did?
Okay.
Yeah. There's a system in play here.
We got a bet. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Spencer Elliott.
I'm going to go Vet here over the Mustang.
I'll take the
Wesley
Stang.
Costello.
Okay. $5.
Is in lane number
uh-oh.
Two.
Oh, look at that Mustang. Hold on, Vet.
Uh-oh, Georgie.
Hang on.
Uh-oh, no, you're going to get me.
There you go, Corvette.
There goes that man again.
Corvette.
That Vet.
Oh, yeah. Corvette with a win.
All right, IE5.
All right.
Damn it.
I'm going to go Vet.
On the ticket?
On the ticket. This guy's speeding before the race. He's going a little fast there.
Well, he's just getting ready to go.
Another Mustang.
Yep.
And a Chevy SS in lane two.
That's Corey Morin in the Mustang.
Greg Ray.
That sounds like a good racing name.
Greg Ray, yeah.
Greg Ray was a racer, remember him?
Yeah.
Oh, Plano, right? IndyCar.
Maybe that's him.
He got pulled over for speeding one time, and it did the, remember he did the, can I tell you who I am?
Yeah.
Because he felt it was, in Dallas, it was the Cowboys, the Rangers, and Greg Ray.
Wait, did he say that?
Yeah, not so much.
He said that quote?
I think so,
pretty much, yeah.
Alex Casas in a Mustang in lane number two.
Watch his bet. Oh, there's a false start on the Mustang. It's a, see, look at there. Second gear for the Corvette. Deadly.
Yeah.
Second and third gear.
They're kind of lenient on the false start, George, I think.
Did you notice we didn't have one when I was
starting? No, dude, that's what I'm saying. Yours were clean.
Yeah, we had clean starts.
Four for four, five for five, however many you did.
I can't remember.
He did all the blur.
Yeah, blur.
Looks like.
With the crowd cheering and
They were going crazy.
They were throwing roses at you. Did you see that?
They were. I picked up a couple of them.
Yeah.
It's Clay Johnson in lane two.
Mustang, like, right?
Clay is going to lose. Well, Clay won now.
Okay, now what about this bug? Is this another fast
this
bug
is,
here?
This is the dad.
Okay. Same kind of car. All is the same equipment.
Yeah, Gilliam.
Yeah, this is a...
What do they have under the hood there? What are they...
engine?
It's a turbo. Turbocharged.
Okay.
At least the red one was. I haven't looked at the... this one here.
And this is the car design by Hitler, right?
Yeah.
It's handwritten sold on the side of that.
Oh, it's got the engine in back.
Yeah.
Okay,
You didn't know that. Sure you did.
I did. I forgot. I did.
Until you saw it exposed.
Yeah. But I didn't think you could do that in drag racing. I thought that was illegal. You gotta move
to expose.
Yes, you gotta move your engine from the trunk to the hood.
No. BMW and a Charger looks like our Challenger. Is that right?
BMW. Yeah, Challenger, Charger, one of those.
Ooh, that BMW is smooth
wing
down the track. Remember the Stephen Wright routine about how he put a new engine in his car and he forgot to take the old one out? He went 200 miles an hour down the freeway.
Kyle Jenkins pulls up in lane number one in a Corvette. And he's going against, looks like...
The Vets have fared well here tonight.
Yeah, they do.
But this car looks pretty hot.
Ryan Doosan.
Wow, Jenkins, good. There goes second and third gear for the Vet. Not to catch up? No.
Pretty good.
One of the very rare Vet losses of the night.
This is Jonathan Sullivan in lane number one. Looks like in a Cadillac CTS, CTSV, whatever.
I went to the Vet today. Cost me $58.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, dog's got an ear infection.
Just that? No heart pills or anything included?
No.
He ran Casper the Ghost. We couldn't see who
this
was
your dog.
So he won by forfeit, so he gets to go again.
because no one ran against him?
Yeah, right. He gets to come back.
Okay.
Sure. Does your dog freak out at the vet? Does he get sad?
No, he's good.
But he knows where he is, right?
I think so.
He doesn't act scared to get under the table or anything?
No, Gunner's not afraid of anything.
Ah, now we're going. Looks like a early 60s.
What we got there?
Late 60s
these
Nova.
These are the Sportsman Modifieds now.
Look at those lights, George.
This is going to be loud?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's getting louder.
Wow, he's got illegal headlights, though. He's got red.
Oh, my God!
My life.
Come on, that's Marcus Wadley winning the race.
Oh my God.
I brought my redneck friend Craig tonight. He's loving this.
He's leaning over the pit wall.
Yeah, he can't get enough of it.
Literally closer than anyone.
He's such a redneck.
Here's John Apple. Looks like a 67 Chevy Nova. And they're going against a Demon, right? Looks like a early 70s
I go Nova
Dodge
here.
Demon.
All right, I'll take the Demon. What am I, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
I could feel that in my vertebrae.
I know.
Seriously.
I could, too.
My insides were shaking.
I know.
The Nova was a little squirrely there in lane one, or lane two.
Look at this guy.
Fiero.
Oh, this guy's
really
fast.
Hey, it's
really
ZZ Top.
Check out the Fiero, though.
Check this guy out.
Yeah, lane two, Chris Thompson. That's 32 Ford Coupe. Watch this thing lean up.
Oh, my God. What is going on in lane one right now?
The back of the Fiero's gone.
He's got no booty.
That 32 Ford's not going to lean anymore. He had a bunch of modifications.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He put a roll bar in there, added a roll cage, put a new center section.
And a blender.
Oh, here's another Grand National in lane one.
This is my team, Georgie. I'm on Grand National.
Do we still have spots in this hour?
Yeah. I'm not going to go against you there. That's a good-looking car.
We still got spots in this hour?
I bet we do, Trey. All right, let's take it.
All right, it's Friday Night Drags on the ticket.
Live coverage of the only street legal street racing that's ever been on radio. This is Universal Technical Institute Friday Night Drags from the Strip at Texas Motor Speedway.
I got it.
And live on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
It's Friday Night Drags here at Texas Motor Speedway.
Sponsor.
Right at 10 o'clock.
Universal Technical Institute.
Universal Technical Institute Friday Night Drags.
Right.
Rolling through the sportsman category, I believe.
No, supercar.
Oh, is this
supercar?
Good God, John, point all that out.
We have got the Jubinator with us here tonight.
Oh yeah,
come on.
The Texas Harley Supercar Division. That's foreign and domestic cars with factory authorized upgrades from the likes of Hennessy, Lingenfelter, Roush, Shelby, etc. Engine modification. There goes your voice. John right there.
Is that John McCalvin?
Yeah, that's him.
The Cadillac?
So
the big voice guy you'll hear doing some Texas Motor Speedway commercials?
Yeah.
That's him right there, yeah.
He just blew away that Corvette.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
He says that car makes 800 horsepower.
Yeah, that's what he was gunning for this year, I know. He said last year he was about 730.
He has nitrous on it, but it's unhooked. With nitrous, it makes 1,000 horsepower.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
George.
A Viper.
Cadillac.
The Viper just got blown by a Corvette.
What?
Yeah.
All right. Well, while we've got George here, the real question is...
What's the real question?
How the Mean Green going to be this year?
Pretty good. A lot of the national publications say that Mason Fine is a top 20 quarterback in the country.
Dude, that guy is unbelievable. He's 5'6".
He's little.
He is... I can remember a couple years ago when SMU opened the season up there, and he was... backup, but he
came
played
on at the end,
And I remember when I was researching it, and I'm looking at his numbers, and he's fifth in national history in yardage in
two-time
high school,
Gatorade Player of the Year
and
in Oklahoma.
In touchdowns. And I was how the hell is this guy at North Texas? And then I saw him run out on the field. I was
little guy.
That's how. Man, that one that they marched him down the field in the final minute last year, and he got blown up on the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah.
And just jumped up from it. I'm
I'm excited for him.
He's pretty awesome.
Seth Luttrell's done a great job. I think they got a really good chance to win 9 or 10 games again this year.
Yeah, they're
really
going to have to tangle with the ponies in week one.
It's going to be a good one. You've got to come to the House of Pain, though.
Yes, we do, don't we?
Smackdown.
I don't know what to expect, man, because SMU, they lost two receivers to the NFL draft.
Yeah.
That's hard to replace.
I'm glad Cortland Sutton's not out there to come in. Man, Cadillacs are looking good here tonight.
Cadillacs are fast.
The third down and goal from the 45 was a tough one up there 2 years ago.
That was a tough one. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Neither. How about the other one?
How the heck you convert that?
How about the other one where we brought in the freshman quarterback and his first pass completion ever was 88 to the house to Sutton?
Yeah, I know. I don't have to worry about him anymore, though.
No, Hine. Trey Quinn, the other receiver, calling too.
Hey, is that car throwing out red smoke?
I definitely saw that, yes.
Yeah.
Red smoke?
How do they do that?
What does that mean? What's red smoke?
Put food coloring in the cloth pipe?
It could be the tires.
Tablet.
Ah, tires?
Maybe had a little clay in them?
Yeah, well, tires, you can have different color smoke on the tires. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Sure. Sure, dude knows this stuff now.
Impregnate the tires with different colors.
Impregnate?
I don't think that's the right term.
I thought
he was going to lose it.
Almost lost it.
Do you see what happens?
Back end was sliding?
Yeah, they get squirrely because they lose their traction.
We saw the left door on that car.
Man.
And the left side is the far side from us.
Yeah, that was a little scary.
Is that Mike Franks in lane one?
No, it's Justin Searcy.
Is that another Cadillac, though?
Jamie Rollick in lane one.
Oh, you're right, Jamie Rollick. Yeah, you know, the Cadillac V Club, they don't pay to race. I mean,
I know. Yeah, they're not all coming out now.
No, the whole club pays for them to race.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, which is kind of cool.
Hey, Rich.
We're serious about this.
Yeah, Mike.
So, on the main track, right?
Yeah.
There's the skid outs.
Right.
Are those like famous skid outs from NASCAR winners?
They're burnouts.
Burnouts?
I'm not sure where those are. Who those are from.
Are those not like signatures of like a NASCAR winner?
A winner, yeah, should be.
I mean, it would be from sometime this year, most likely, because they wash off.
They do wash off?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But you don't know for sure if that's like a...
No.
Stephen Camp in the Corvette winning the race.
Man.
Loud. Very loud.
Look, George. All right, here's George Mike Franks in lane one. Now, this guy's good.
Okay.
This is the president.
I think he's going to win this one.
He's the president of the V Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Cadillac.
The Touch the V Club.
Where's the where's his opponent?
He got a buy in new
car. Forfeited.
There's an odd number of cars.
Oh, he's still ripping it. He doesn't even have to go against anyone. Woo.
There's an odd number of cars you can buy.
Oh, okay.
We always try to get a
first
guy
round buy.
Who we know would win anyway.
The last time I talked to that guy, it's like 1,100 horsepower in that car.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane, isn't it?
He's got a computer that brings it on in increments throughout the track. Yeah, it's really
wow.
You know, a Cup Series car is only like 850 horsepower.
So he could race that.
Yeah. The handling might not work out.
Oh, okay.
And if it crashed, it probably wouldn't go well. Hey, here's the all-wheel drive division, Mr. New.
Finally.
We got an Audi.
Finally?
Well. Yeah, it's A.J. Pena in an Audi wagon. Yeah, I think it was a Kia in lane one.
And the hamsters of the Kia are going to take it, I think.
That's the Snap-on Tools all-wheel drive division.
Yeah.
Foreign and domestic all-wheel drive cars with four or more cylinders and electric-powered vehicles. I told you about the Tesla this morning.
Yeah.
I don't think we have any Teslas out here tonight.
Well, you should see how much
those
John hates electric cars.
Oh, boy.
Oh, what happened?
He gets so mad.
Dude, we had the discussion a couple weeks ago about the fact that NASCAR is going to go electric one day, probably in our lifetimes, too.
Yeah?
I heard that story that Craig had a few weeks ago.
Making it sound like in like 10 years.
2025, that everything was going to be electric on the production line?
I don't know.
I don't either. But...
That's going to take a while.
There's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, won't it be weird to come out to a race?
No sound.
And hear nothing.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen.
Got to
at some point.
You guys.
Formula One has an electric
series. I've heard like those electric 18-wheelers will go from 0 to 60 in like no time.
I mean, it's no transmission, right?
It's all torque.
Yeah.
That Audi just got wasted by lane one.
George, how many times have you cussed on the air and had to get dumped?
Yeah, George.
We were talking during the break.
More importantly, how many times have you cussed on the air and not been dumped?
Yeah, George.
Well, for real, what's your
I don't
total,
know.
Do you know? Like 3 or 10 or?
I think I did a dump and chase on the hard line one time.
Like intentionally, though?
Yeah.
Oh, but that doesn't really count. I'm saying you never slipped?
I don't think so.
Never?
No.
I know I had. I think I had at least two that went on air on the ticket.
On air?
Not in tickers, I'm guessing.
One was a game. An SMU game when Rashawn Woods was kicking our ass at Oklahoma State. And we go to
the board op was asleep.
We got a commercial, and I told you, remember Carey, spotter?
Yeah.
I told him to look up what the Oklahoma State school record was for touchdowns in a game. And then I said, while you're at it, look up receptions and yards. Yes. And then I realized I hadn't heard a commercial yet. Oh, and I said, are we clear?
What'd you say, receptions and yards?
S. But I didn't say S. I said it all. And then, I realized I hadn't heard a commercial. I said, are we clear?
Oh,
and then a commercial played, and I got about 10 emails right instantly that said, no, you're not clear.
Oh, God.
Steven Zink.
And then I think one time, Folliwell and I, in the original Throwdown days, were at the Byron Nelson on like a Sunday morning. And
Mark said, wow, look at those.
Just in casual conversation, I think I dropped an F-bomb and nobody caught it. I didn't even know it. Mark didn't know it. None of us noticed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And somebody came out there a little while later and said, did you know you said this on the air? No, I didn't.
That's why I'm surprised you never have, George. Like, just... No, you get into the lull of
especially with the way he talks in the office, man.
I don't know.
It's uncomfortable.
I don't cuss much anymore.
Off the air,
really
Georgie.
Angry.
Alex Wacker just took a solo run to finish off the all-wheel drive.
Where'd he go?
The division.
Thank you for the reset.
This is where we start.
I didn't know what happened.
This is where we start doing our own show. And
hey, pick up trucks.
Oh, this is the Black Smoke Warrior.
Yeah.
There we go.
Now we're talking. You think it's loud now. You wait now.
We got a Chevy against a Dodge.
Dodge, yeah.
Josh Quinn in a 2017 Chevy. And Matthew Mansker, the Mansker, in a 2006 Dodge Ram.
Wow. That Hemi's getting after it.
This is not our healthiest part of the evening.
Yeah, it's going to be smoky.
Taking a lot of exhaust here.
Yeah. We'll get a couple of these diesels going for you. You'll like it.
Crank up that diesel.
Matthew Berherer in a 2012 Silverado.
Is that an old
that's
Chevy
like,
there?
Like a late 60s.
What is it, 204?
That guy's got We the People written across his
lowrider.
That's a 72 C10.
The lowrider took off.
This is the Texas-born Performance Smoke Warrior Division. All diesel-powered and gas-powered trucks and all-wheel drive SUVs. Any size all-terrain tire is allowed. And drag slicks or drag radials, whatever you like.
No hood.
Look at Jeremiah Sellers in an 82 Wagoneer.
That's topless. I'm throwing
just
M&Ms.
Just back from a safari. I think he's going to get smoked here.
And Michael Padel in 85.
Whoa!
No.
How did he not take a cone out, man?
Oh, stop. See, you guys are scaring me now.
Hey,
dude, he got in the other lane there for a while, didn't he?
No, he didn't quite. He came close. All right, we got no hood in lane one.
Look at that.
Chevy. Joe Watson, watch out. This is the fastest truck here.
Racing a Jeep Cherokee?
Sure.
Yeah, no contest there.
Joe Watson, I think he's won every
truck
week
with
at the
no
trucks.
Hood.
Here's another Jeep Grand Cherokee in lane one. This is Jose Ibarra.
He's going against Ricky Ellis in a nice, look like a, early 70s?
Pretty heavy on the racing so far.
A 1970 C10. So what else do I talk about, Sir Roy?
I don't know.
Can't beat those low-run Chevy trucks.
I brought up North Texas football. What else we got?
That
we covered
either.
That. We go to training camp a week from Tuesday.
Do you really?
What do you think about those Cowboys this year?
You bring your golf clubs?
Who plays wide receiver?
Got the golf clubs?
Oh, yeah. Cat wants us to, so I'm bringing mine.
Yeah, sure. Getting you vouchers to get on Sandpiper?
Yeah. Sandpiper.
Y'all still stay at the same hotel?
Yeah.
I
same
am
one.
Still on the damn distribution list from that place.
Really?
From when I used
solid
to book
solid place. Very solid place.
I get emails twice a year telling me, hey, you need to book now for Dallas Cowboys training camp. No, I don't.
Brandon Glover.
Come out with us.
Look, check this camouflage paint job.
San Antonio I went to.
Okay, yeah, I thought you went once.
And Wichita
you
Falls.
You were part of the bike challenge, weren't you?
Yes, at the Alamo Dome.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
You remember our championship at the Alamo Dome? The push cart?
Yes.
Me and you versus...
I think that's where I caught plantar fasciitis.
Oh, God. Yeah. So I injured both two of the three musers?
Yeah.
Somehow.
Dude, I was so tired at the end of that.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it. I'm pushing George on.
Look at that. Somehow, when K-Scott and I were doing the throwdown one year down there, and somehow I let him talk me into, we ran.
Around?
That's a long...
It did not go well for me.
You race, or you just had a job?
We timed each other.
Oh, my God.
What do you have to stay over there and be on the air?
What happened to the great K-Scott? What's he doing?
Man, I run into him about once every other year. Really? He's living up here in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Married kid.
Out of radio.
Yeah.
Zach Grimes wins this one.
Ready to go, Zach?
Looks like a 19 late 60s pick-em-up truck.
Yeah, I don't remember if he did anything.
Oh, my gosh. This is a repair van.
Holy crap, this guy. The fans love him. This is Evan Williams.
What's his company?
In an 03 Chevy Express.
Careless.
Careless.com, but with a K.
What is
Careless.
It? Premium? What does it say? This guy won't move. Look, cowboy hat, move.
Live your passion.
Premium merchandise.
How generic is that?
Event coverage.
He's going against Jared Payne.
Premium merchandise. That's the most generic business.
He's got a big rack on the roof, and he had a gas can in the rack.
Fully loaded.
Just in case, you never know. You may need extra
What if he ran out of gas down there?
Yeah, you may.
He's
may.
Good.
Right.
Could happen.
Stranded in turn four.
Yeah, he's a little slow off the line.
Todd Mills pulls up in a early 70s. Pick him up.
Kevin.
Oh, daddy!
Oh,
dude,
he's still squirreling.
He was sliding the entire eighth of a mile.
And he won.
Yeah.
See, I would think, these trucks have a good chance of getting loose in that back end.
All right, this Jeep got no chance in lane two.
Why? Because El Camino's here on business?
Yes.
Yeah.
That thing, look at the tires. They are not made for drag racing on a Jeep.
Why are these two in the same division?
Is that a Gran Torino or El Camino?
It's an El Camino, I believe. The Gran Torino, that was the Ford, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Jonathan Renfro is driving that El Camino.
I know, Ford did the Ranchero, was their version of this. Yeah. Gran Torino was like a...
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
See ya.
I toyed with it at the line.
The Jeep was leading for 50 feet.
Yeah, he just Dion'd him there about halfway down the track.
And then the El Camino started.
Yeah, and Larry Allen hawked him down.
Yeah.
Hit the tackle on the sideline.
Blake Taylor looks like a...
You know what? This is my... If I could have a car that I can
Chevy
tonight,
Traverse?
Give me that number, that lane one.
Chevy Traverse?
Yeah.
That's a brand new one, too.
That's a good-looking car.
He's going to get beat.
Yeah, he's going to lose. Awesome. On the ticket.
He can have some silence sometimes. That's okay.
By himself.
We need a marker to be out there and race with him, like the Masters.
Whoa! Look at this guy.
Yeah.
He's got a cannon.
Oh, Bad Boy. We haven't seen Bad Boy yet this year, have we?
He's got a cannon mounted in the back of that pickup. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
That's Charles Carey.
Oh, it's an exhaust. Okay.
He'll win. He's going to win.
That's like an
eight. Compete to win this series tonight.
Really?
That's like an 8 or 10-inch exhaust pipes out the back in the bed, looks like.
He gone.
The Bad Boy truck. Black smoke has filled the TMS.
Kind of blots out the sun, doesn't it?
It does. All right, we got a hot rod coming up here.
Yeah, looks like a Ram truck.
He was gassing it pretty good back there.
It's a regular cab like yours.
Yeah.
Those are rarities these days.
It is.
What do you guys
still drive a truck?
Yeah, I still drive my Ford F-150.
You do?
Still driving the Chevy?
I have a Speedway truck.
Oh.
But it is a Chevy, yes.
He has a company car.
Wow, man. Rich is rolling in it.
I know it. He thinks he is.
Seventh, buddy.
Come on, Ford, let's go.
Come on, F-150.
Come on, Ram.
Oh, Ford.
Yeah.
True. Yep.
Kyler Robertson.
You got any livestock out there on the land yet?
Nah.
Never done it. Did you plan to when you moved there?
Yeah, the unstable thing is... According to our HOA, we can only have horses.
Oh, really?
Or cattle. And I don't want to mess with a horse.
Or chickens or something?
Nah, I can't do chickens.
But that's what you wanted?
Yeah, chickens or a donkey. I wanted to get a donkey. Yeah. Yeah. Or a goat.
Yeah, get some of those screaming goats.
Goat?
Yeah,
goat.
No.
Screaming goat. They, you know, they can eat all the grass.
Yeah!
Wow, look at that black smoke.
Breathe it in.
Poor Scott down there on the start line, man.
How about Mario, my camera guy over there on the other side?
He's smoked out, too.
All right, are we going to the Outlaws here?
Not quite.
Is that when I go to Big Hoss TV and make my Big Hoss TV debut?
When do I do that? After the Outlaws.
Please tell me
that. After the Outlaws? Okay.
Just hold on, okay? You ready?
All right, I was just finding out.
No, I'm just telling you.
I didn't want to miss my time.
These are the...
Is he, are you loud? Is he going to jump on Big Hoss TV?
Yeah, he's supposed to play a game with some fans back here.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, look out. Here's the Outlaws, John.
Yeah, here you go.
You ready, George?
So they have broken known laws of the land.
It's like a Maverick and an old Camaro. Check that.
All right, a little nitrous in my ears here.
You ready, George?
You ready, George? This is real racing right here.
Oh, my God. How you like that?
Wow. I had my ears plugged up and it was still really loud.
You had your eyes closed too. I was watching you.
Yeah, you need to open your eyes.
Okay, this guy, this is Shay Thompson here in lane one.
Don't worry, there's only 80 cars in this loud division. You'll be fine.
Pontiac Firebird there in lane one. He's really good. Oh, dude. Shay Thompson, I'm sorry, is in lane two. That's the Mustang.
It's the Fox Body Mustang.
Trent Savage is in the Pontiac Firebird. This guy in lane two wins every week. He's unbelievable. Feel that?
Right in my nutsack.
I think that's too much information, George.
Well, I'm just telling you where
asked.
I felt
did
it.
You, did you kind of like it?
You
that
asked,
wasn't bad.
Let's run that.
I'm going to get my feet up
back
on the brick wall here for a second.
Ryan January pulls up
it's
in
like a girl sitting on a dryer.
Gen 3 Camaro.
77.
From the 70s.
Man, I got to plug up my ears again.
And we got a Ford Mustang in lane two. Tyler Horn. That's a 67 Mustang.
Yeah. It's loud.
I love that Camaro, though.
Mustang.
That guy reared up like a boat trying to get on plane, dude. That was
it's cool.
I don't think George likes the Outlaw division.
Wow, it's just really loud.
Yeah?
Really loud.
That's what we like. That's
these
what
guys
we're
don't
for.
Sound quite as loud.
Though. Austin Walker is in lane number one in a...
As they roll up quietly.
Quietly rolling up.
And we got Philip Davis in an 01 Mustang in lane two.
I winked at George when he went by.
He sure did.
That was weird.
Showed him his leg.
So what year did this start out here, Rich?
This is year 10.
Year 10?
Yeah, Mr. Dew and I have been here every year.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? I'm 10 years older.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, the first year we
Saroy
did.
Saroy joined
every
last year.
Week. No, Saroy like did the first 2 years.
You haven't been on the broadcast every year, have you?
No, he hasn't.
Like
no. You and I did
you
it.
And
by
I,
right.
Yeah.
Instead, when I wasn't doing it, I was up there doing it.
Oh, sorry.
Up in the air conditioned, feet up. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. While we're down here grinding.
up there, by the way, if you sit down at the bottom of Big Hoss, you kind of got to bring a jacket in the summertime. The AC comes down there.
Yeah. Poor thing.
It's chilly down there, yeah.
Have I done this every year, John? 10 years?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Hell, you haven't done it every year.
Yes, I have.
You weren't the sideline reporter every year.
Dude, yes, I was. I was supposed to do like wireless out there.
You
I did do
it
wireless.
For like 2 years.
And then what? Took 6 years off?
Yes.
Trust me, if I was off of it, I would, well.
I swear.
Why are we fighting?
No, I've done it every. I did.
Hey,
I've
is
done
this, it since
I think so. John knows.
Supersonic love bug back
yeah.
again?
Yeah. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, we're already done with Outlaws?
This is fun to watch this bug run.
We got to go back to Sportsman because there's like 185 of them or something.
That's hot.
Okay.
Hot heaven.
Brock Gilliam
Kirby.
In lane one.
That bug.
Yep, he won.
He was a little slow off the line, but he caught him.
Camaro and a Dodge. A green Dodge.
John, are you lost?
Just trying to turn my pages, man.
John struggles out here sometimes, George.
Dodge. It's a lot to keep up with.
Aaron Lappin is driving
the
Dodge.
Got a lot of cars out of here tonight.
We do.
What's
every
our,
week.
What's our car total this week?
That's Robert Frank over in the Camaro in lane one.
No.
Isn't that what we had last time?
389 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's our record.
Yeah, that was with the pilot show.
231 here this evening.
All right.
Manageable number.
Are the Jeeps done for the night, or are they coming back?
Yeah, no, they don't race.
Okay.
But they came out and parade lapped it.
Okay.
They do what those Jeep guys do. They just hang out.
They just hang out.
I was telling George and Craig this morning about that Jeep Cherokee, the Grand Cherokee, the one a couple of years ago.
The first couple of years, yeah. Jeep Cherokee. Yeah, he used to win like the V8 class because before we had as many classes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was all-wheel drive and
he would
Hemi.
Just kill him.
And he would
really
every time, yeah.
So you had John on for a full segment.
Yeah.
Break them down.
5:35.
Do
you know what they plan for 5:35?
Yeah. Plenty.
And like
that
and
kind
like,
of stuff.
Like 5:32. They
have four. They have four
do.
Ops.
Is John the only guest you've ever had in a 5:35 segment?
No, Cray Trey.
No, we've
Cray
had
Trey.
Cray Trey.
They have Cray Trey.
Okay.
Yeah. They have board ops.
Okay.
And me.
Yeah.
Thanks
we'll
so much.
We'll bring the OG in every once in a while.
Back in the day, it used to be, God rest his soul, the Joel Genesta segment.
Joel, we'd have him on.
Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. Joel.
He always had hot sports opinions.
Mm. Didn't we have, who was I hosting with when we had Rich Phillips drunk and live in Hawaii?
I don't remember.
You were at a bowl game or whatever.
I think it was a regular season game. No.
You were playing against Hawaii, I guess, or was it?
Was it back in 02? Well, you weren't there that far.
No, but I had you on.
It would have been about noontime in Hawaii.
But you know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. No. What was it?
No, they're 4 hours
behind. Yeah, so he was still up drinking.
Oh, yeah. It was probably 09 after we beat Fresh Nevada.
09.
Nevada in a Hawaii bowl.
So we had Rich Phillips on at 5:30.
Drunk.
Yeah, he was
hammered.
Yeah, hammered.
It was like midnight,
around.
You know. Dude, we were celebrating. Whoa. 45 to 10.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Skinny dipping in Maui.
It was a crazy day.
Flopping around in the wake.
Joseph Williams
then
is in lane number one.
And I had to go the next day, Christmas morning, and do a 9 a.m. basketball game.
He's going against
there.
Ryan Dusen.
And this is at Coach Doe Day.
Oh.
Get a load of this, George, though. 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Christmas morning in Honolulu.
Yeah.
SMU playing Northeastern. J.J. Barea's.
This is live coverage of Universal Technical Institute Friday Night Drags. Legal street racing from Texas Motor Speedway. And on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick.
The band themselves are very annoying.
Really?
Yeah. They're a bunch of little babies these days.
Hey, Tony.
Fighting each other.
Will you pump me up?
Are we back yet? Oh, hey! We're back! Friday Night Drags on the ticket, my golly. So,
what happened?
What you guys are telling me is I left and the station went bankrupt and nothing changed.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Everything still doesn't work.
10 cans out and we're ready to roll.
So we heard that noise about half an hour ago now.
Yeah.
And we knew that meant it kicked us off the air, we thought, but nobody said anything. We kept talking,
minutes? 10 minutes or so afterwards. Yeah,
hilarious.
Y'all missed the best part of the night, the finest 10 minutes of broadcasting in ticket history.
Unfortunately, I was doing some of my best broadcasting.
Yeah, reading the little numbers on the window and...
Sure.
Yeah, it's the first time ever that had happened that you've done your best broadcasting.
Oh, look at it.
Meanwhile, George Dunham comes back with prizes. He has gifts out here. What in the hell, man?
What did he win? What'd you win, man?
That's a gift from the Rachels. They just gave me a nice
bottle of something. I don't get any gifts from the Rachels.
Dude, George just got a big loss.
Break into this now.
So, George, how was your debut on the world's largest HD TV?
That was a thrill, but, man, it's pretty scary to see me up there. My big old melon.
I tried to get a good picture of you.
I scared all the kids.
In the foreground and the background. I'll send it to you.
It's going to scare everybody. That was cool, though.
George was playing a game with fans on Big Hoss TV.
Yeah, first one of two out of three races wins. And a dude from Lubbock who's here tonight for the first time.
He's here for Jeep Night.
Friday Night Drags, yeah.
And he's going home a winner.
He's going home a winner.
People do win.
They do win.
At Texas, Motor Speedway.
People do win. So what happened while I was away? Anything
How long
cool?
ago was that?
A bunch of loud-ass cars.
It was two. The first year, right?
No, Chuck's already there. I didn't get there till the end of year
95
two.
Or 96, yeah.
Because we had the winning ticket, right?
People do win, yeah.
Because we remember
96, 97.
We had mailed out all these winning ticket number things.
Yeah.
And we went like, you know, every four times a day we were calling out a winning ticket number. And it went like 2 weeks before we had a winner.
I know.
That's why Coop did that. Because we were like,
oh, people do win. Damn.
We were getting really nervous, though, because it'd been, I think it was a good 2 weeks.
That was a good contest, though.
Yeah, yeah. Remember those days?
Not as good. Not as good
those days when we used to give away prizes.
Remember Tradio? Remember Tradio? Oh yeah.
When did we do Tradio?
Oh man, what was when it was early on. I think we were still in the old Mockingbird building when we did that.
The winning ticket was at Mockingbird the first year, at least.
It was.
Yeah. And then there was free ticket Tina. We had her.
Oh yeah.
Hi guys.
It was Amy. What was her name? She was on Channel 13. She was on PBS. What was her name?
Amy.
Something.
Right. Wasn't it Abby Goldstein?
Abby Goldstein.
Yeah, she's up in Pittsburgh these days. I think she's on the NPR station up in Pittsburgh.
Oh, good for her. Yeah. Always liked Abby. Sweet girl. How we doing down there, Mikey?
Doing okay, man. Let's get back to that gift bag.
Yeah, you want it?
Is that drink brown-colored?
I think
very brown.
Just give me a little peeky peek on the... Oh, dude.
I told Mike he could spend the night at my house
tonight. Dude, I'm so mad.
Get lit at the downtown Argyle tonight. He didn't want to do it.
I do want to do it. It's not my fault.
I know. We'll do it again.
I absolutely be in. Problem is I'd be there playing Fortnite all night.
That's okay.
With the kids.
Fortnite.
Here's one for you. Bossum Somdi pulls up in lane number two.
There's no way. There's no way that is the name of this person.
Bossum? It could be.
Bossum. 171.
Bossum Somdi.
Yeah, he's right. Bossum Somdi.
Somdi.
S-M-A-D-I.
Bossum got smoked there. So, one of these nights, after you guys are done, just come over. I'm like 10 or 15 minutes from here.
I've always wanted
from
to see
here?
It.
Load up.
We're that close to your place right here? Really?
I can, in fact, on race days, or if they're out here practicing or whatever, I can hear the cars from my house.
Can you?
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's how loud those suckers are.
I believe you.
Yeah. We'll have a concert out here and get complaints.
Your dog's
really?
Right,
yeah. From who? Right now.
There was one an EDM festival we had out here a couple years ago, and these people like 7-8 miles away are on the news saying that the pictures were bouncing on their walls the entire day and night of the show, and there were people that were streaking through their neighborhood. It's like, hey,
oh, that happened.
But dude, it's 7 miles
have a good
away.
Festival.
They didn't come for the festival. It was just somebody in your neighborhood.
Yeah. No, I don't think sound from amps would carry that far. These cars do. They'll carry.
Yeah, when
10
you get 40
so.
Of them going out here, they're loud.
Yeah.
What kind of toys are out there at the Dunham compound? We got four wheelers.
Nah, nothing
bikes?
Good like that.
No donkey.
No. We do have some HOA, horses. Man. The pasture behind us, we go ride horses.
Can we really?
Yeah.
You just like them Honda horse there.
They're not my horses, but we go back there and ride them. I know the people that own them.
Swimming pool, yes.
Yeah.
Diving board?
Got that feminine pool. Nah, it's more of just a...
You got the play pool like I do?
Kind of a play pool, yeah.
I got the volleyball pool.
Yeah, kind of that kind of pool.
Yeah, when you were a kid, you thought that pool sucked, right?
Yeah, because you wanted a diving board.
And now it's pretty kick-ass.
Right.
My kids, they hate our pool.
Yeah.
It's 5 feet deep.
Yeah.
Kids.
No diving board.
Kids. Meh.
I'm thinking about putting a pool in. Is it a good idea or
yes,
not?
Yes, I've been telling you. You're the one.
Yeah, well, you're one of the...
Buy a house with one.
I just bought a house a year ago, so that's...
Put it in. It'll be great. You'll love it.
I know I'm going to love it. It's just the cost is the only thing.
I know. They're
I'd
expensive.
Worth it or not.
Yeah,
and the first estimate I got, my knees buckled.
I know. They're 50, really expensive
50.
Now.
Well, I asked the Cadillac.
Materials are so much.
Hot tub and like a deck and
80,
a fence.
80?
More.
Really?
A lot more.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I asked for a ton. And I'm right. Like, we can whittle it down from there, but I need a fence and a deck. And a.
There wasn't enough to winnow down, huh?
Then you wait for the estimate, and they start showing you all the beautiful pictures, and I'm like, oh, okay. Go ahead and scroll down. Keep scrolling.
What's
and
the bottom
line?
Bottom line,
I was
bottom
hoping
line,
for
please.
In the 70s so I could, like, then work down from there.
Yeah.
It was almost double.
Holy cow.
That's expensive.
That's a house.
What do you think I said? I'm like... What?
That's why you buy a house with one.
Yeah. I got a great backyard that's just empty.
You bought
I
yours with,
I want with
yeah.
it. But.
That's what I do too. You need another estimate or two.
Did you build yours or did you buy with?
We actually built ours like a year after we were in. Yeah.
Your house night? Before, though, did you build or buy
with? We bought it with.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah. That's probably the best way
to do
it.
Dude, you only get like $6,000 to $8,000 for it. Added into the price of the house,
probably
it doesn't add anything.
Yeah, yeah, that's another thing I'm considering.
Right,
yeah, and people say it's not even close the investment you put in.
No,
But my wife, who's very pro pool, is all about. Oh, it's going to add so much. I'm like, it's going to add half the value.
No.
It's going to add to your electricity
really nice
bills.
It can help. It can help sell the house for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Price, yeah. I don't know, but it can definitely
it doesn't
help
the price, but it helps it move.
Yeah,
definitely. Because you find people like me who, last time we moved, the only houses we looked at were houses
house with
pool.
Pools.
Yeah. There was no other reason for us to move, really.
Our dogs use the pool more than we do now.
Really?
I was wondering about that. So did they just jump in every day?
Yeah. We control it. I mean, they just don't swim all day long. But, yeah, twice a day they'll go out.
Dude. My
They're
dog,
lab, so they love it.
Yeah, you know? My dog wants nothing to do with that pool.
That's good.
He loves to run around it.
Yeah,
but no.
Has he been in it?
Yeah. Matter of fact,
know
a few
the
weeks
sheer
ago,
joy that's
matter
available?
Of fact, a few weeks ago, it was so hot outside. I decided I picked him up and put him in, and yeah, he was not happy.
Yeah,
he was not mad. He was
Bassett,
not happy with me the rest of the day.
Back when we had the late great Bo Jackson, the Basset Hound, he hated swimming and could not swim. He would sink. I mean, the only thing left out of the water would be his nose and his butt and his tail were way down.
Just straight vertical?
Yeah, it was awful.
The Meg coming
I didn't
out of
even
water.
Have Dexter off of, like, the pool seat. He could stand up in the water. No, he wants nothing to do with it.
My dog just swam for the first time, like, 2 weeks ago. And, I take him to White Rock, and he always just dances around, never got in. This time he finally went in.
Was that before or after the doo-doo water?
2 days before doo-doo water struck.
Oh, no.
And I've been wanting to take it back, but I don't trust
that either.
Tampon Lake.
Doo-doo water.
Where was this at?
Dude, like
White
a
Rock?
Million gallons of toilet
Rock,
water got dumped into White Rock.
Yeah, that's not good.
Somebody busted a pipe.
Oh, my.
And they declared it clean. But, yeah, right.
I haven't even been to that lake since it got dredged a number of years ago. Was it better?
I don't remember it before. I mean, Dog Park is great now. I mean, it looks cool.
I mean, I like the water, though.
They got to dredge it all the time.
No.
Back in the 80s, I used to go sailing out there with a friend of my dad's had a sailboat. And, you know, he was teaching me about sailing. And one day, he intentionally capsized the boat. So I learned what to do with the boat capsizing. Could float in that water so easily. It was so
dirty,
muddy and nasty.
It's better now. I want to say it's better now.
It was so disgusting.
Except for when the pipe broke.
The doo-doo
we had
water.
Doo-doo and tampons everywhere.
It's so gross.
Like
boys.
In Dallas history, was that a swimmable lake? I've seen like postcards.
It used to be a big deal, like way back
like in
the day.
50s,
they had
60s. Yeah.
I've seen like water skiing. Like postcards of people.
Yeah.
Water skiing. Docks and things to jump off of. I mean, what an amazing thing that would be, but it's the furthest thing from that. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no going back, you know?
No, probably not.
Especially
lakes are great. If you find a good lake, man, that's the best. I love lakes.
What's your home lake?
Possum Kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's our lake. We
that's
love it
the
up there.
You haven't burned down out there yet?
Not yet. It's
I know you got
always
close
a chance.
There a few years ago.
Yeah. It was very scary a couple years ago, but... Yeah, they even had a fire out there when we were on vacation. It was in southern Palo Pinto County. The surprise fire, they called it. They finally got it out, though.
A surprise fire?
That's what they called it.
Surprise!
You have to name a fire, you know, that's what they called it. Started by lightning.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that like the Weather Channel having to name all the storms?
Kind of like that, yeah. Yeah, same deal.
Well, that's a surprise.
Are we to the semifinals yet? What are we doing?
I have no idea, close. Man.
I was getting ready to ask Rich. I think we are in the semifinals.
Hey, Rich.
I don't think so. Are we?
Nope.
Are we?
Who's everybody like in the World Cup on Sunday? France?
Croatia, man.
Yeah?
No, I don't know.
How much World Cup, John, have you taken in?
None.
Zero?
Zero.
Zero kicks?
Not a minute.
I watched.
You've not seen one kick.
I watched three full matches stem to stern in Mexico last week.
Really?
Yeah, it was hard to keep up what was going on. Yeah. It's in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, we need to hear about the Mexican fiesta that just went on. You were in Mexico.
That was
for, what,
pretty cool.
It was glorious.
Puerto Vallarta?
Drink Puerto tequila. Vallarta. Some, but the place we stayed at, the margaritas were terrible.
Really?
They were so sour.
Was it all
inclusive? Do you have any frozen awesomes?
I went to the strawberry daiquiri.
There you go.
Was it all inclusive?
Laying on the beach with strawberry daiquiris. All right, man. Let me tell you about that.
Yeah, that was good.
We've gone to beaches before. I always go for the frozen awesome, the pina colada.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a drink that is.
It's the most delicious drink that you can't have in the real world, but when you go to anywhere tropical,
I had those too.
You got to drink those.
Yes. I love pina colada.
What are they, 5,000 calories a drink?
Oh,
probably.
God.
That's why I couldn't
65
drink
65 carbs?
I drank like two, and I was like, so full and bloated.
It hurts.
Yeah.
That's great.
But yeah, you get double booze in those.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. We should all go together.
We should all go.
But yes, it was glorious
timeshare.
On the beach.
I'd love to go on vacation with Soroy. I think that'd be so much fun.
Let it rip, man.
Yeah.
What kind of water adventures you get into? Snorkeling?
We did the luxury snorkeling cruise.
Really? You go by that arch rock?
Huh?
Because there's not that much snorkeling on the west side by Puerto Vallarta, but there is one arched rock that...
No, so this went south along the coast to this area that was used to be like this private beach resort, that the only way you could get to these villas is by boat. There's no roads there. And the guy had died years ago, and it kind of fell apart. And this company that does these tours has bought it, and they're working on redoing the villas and redoing the building there for a restaurant. But they bring their snorkel cruises there. And when you pull up, get close to the shore there, you look out the boat, and the water is totally different. It's not like the Pacific Ocean. It's not
clear?
Green. Oh, my God. You mean it's 20 feet, and you're seeing the bottom.
No kidding.
Standing in the boat.
Nice.
And so you get in the water, and the guy who's like the leader of the cruise, he's actually a guide on this snorkel trip. I've never had this before. He'll come out of the water, tell you certain fish
this
and things that are down there.
At.
And then he swims down, and he points to all of them. And there was like an eel on the bottom that looked like a rock. You couldn't even tell. So he went down and poked it so it would move so they could actually see it. It was amazing. I'd never had a snorkel.
Sharks? See sharks?
No, no sharks.
See Meg?
Huh?
See the Megalodon?
I don't know.
That movie is going to be terrible, dude.
What the hell are you saying? That's insane.
The shark is the size of a battleship.
A big battleship, no doubt.
Looks ridiculous.
Aircraft carrier.
Shows it in the wave, and it's just like taking up the whole wave.
Hell yeah, dude.
When's that coming out?
August 10th. Obviously.
All right, I'll go see it with you.
Dude, we're going to get a whole theater.
Hey, did you hear my review of Uncle Drew?
Oh, my God, you saw it?
Yes.
No, I did not hear your review.
It's not bad.
George.
I'm telling you, it's not bad.
He loved it.
Kyrie Irving was really good.
How many laughs?
Kyrie Irving?
Yes.
How many laughs for you?
40?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Audible?
Okay, if you hear J.B. Smoove telling a story of Uncle Drew, the legend of Uncle Drew, and he talks about how once he beat a guy in one-on-one just playing with his left hand and a ham sandwich in the other hand, you wouldn't laugh at that joke?
I'm laughing at you telling it.
It had funny jokes. It was well-written. And I don't like Chris Webber.
Uh-huh.
Just generally, he annoys me.
Can't imagine why.
He was good. He was good. He played preacher.
Are they all dressed as old men?
Yeah. And sometimes you look at it and you go, okay, he's definitely doing a fake old man voice. But if you just kind of fight through it, it's not a bad movie. It really isn't. Yeah.
I just think there's no chance I ever see that. But this is.
I didn't think there was either. And I thought, you know what? It's a sports movie. I'll go see it. And even my wife, who does not like. Oh, in heaven!
Those are the Outlaws.
The Outlaws are back. She doesn't really like basketball, and she certainly doesn't like silly sports movies. She said, you know, that was pretty good. Hey, it was better than that movie, The Tag, that was supposed to be funny.
You saw that, too?
Yeah. That was awful. I give that a D. I would give I would give Uncle Drew a C+, B-, which is
that is shocking.
Two grades higher than I thought I was going to give it.
What did you give the zookeeper?
Oh, D-.
Oh.
I gave the preview an A. The preview got an A because all I saw was the gorilla scene going up to the TGI Fridays. It's John Bubs. I mean, that sold me.
The Meg at worst is an A-. At absolute
You think worst. The Meg's going to be...
Game changer. We all have our game changer card that we can play every
yeah,
4
okay.
years.
I was wrong. Maybe you're right.
The game will change on August 10th.
August 10th. Meg.
The Meg. Starring Rich Phillips.
Hey, can I tell you the one other thing we got to do on that snorkel cruise?
What?
They brought a sea lion on the boat.
Really?
Like a 500-pound sea lion.
Wow.
Up on the boat.
You touched it?
I didn't. My wife and son got kisses from him.
Wow.
Oh, how sweet. And then he took a leak all over the deck.
Yeah, I don't know. I would not trust a sea lion.
Dude, he was he's trained, you know, he waves and everything. And
I still think he is.
He waves at everything.
Hey, what's up, man?
How he's capable of, boy, Rusty Greer's really aged. I would not trust a sea lion. I think he is capable of mauling you at any moment.
The sea lion specifically, yeah. Or, I mean, otter, okay, walrus?
Otter I would trust.
Walrus?
Sea lion, no.
Walrus,
no.
Walruses are kind of cool old.
Unless the walrus was Paul McCartney, I would trust him. Was that Rusty Greer?
No, it's John McCallum. He's our commercial voice guy.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Rusty Greer.
It's not Rusty Greer.
Did he look like Rusty Greer? Does he look
not
like
really,
Rusty?
No.
A little bit.
Yeah, I could see it.
Not really, no.
Mike laughed. He thought it was funny.
But yes, we had a sea lion on the boat. That was pretty cool.
At any point think that sea lion was capable of mauling you?
No, he just looks really? Very gentle and friendly.
Okay.
And, yeah. He seemed all right.
Because as you were talking to the fake Rusty Greer, I said I would never trust a sea lion.
That's a strange claim. I didn't think I'd hear you make that
claim. I don't think anybody should. I would never trust one.
Hey, we're in the semifinals here, by the way, gentlemen.
Semifinals is
right. Oh, yeah. Here comes
Brock
the Buck.
William.
What'd he lose?
Uh-oh. Look out, Buck. Look out, baby. Oh, the Buck came back, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Dude.
The Buck won.
By about a foot.
Did he?
Yeah, he came back and won. Beat the Grand National.
Man, that Grand National is smooth running.
Oh, my God. You need one of those, Georgie.
I do.
Rich here in lane one in the semifinals for the Sportsman is car number 289, T.J. Bailey in a 2015 Mustang.
Did you do any skimboarding while you're out there, Rich?
Any what?
Skimboarding.
What's that?
You don't skimboard?
It's a good way to bust your butt is what it is. Uh-huh.
It's like in the wake. You throw a little skimboard and you run up and
you run
jump
up
on the...
Now, my son did stand-up paddleboarding.
That
there you
seems
go.
Like the least good. Fun.
I stayed on my knees.
Paddleboard's awesome.
I stayed on my knees. I couldn't. I didn't.
Fun? Paddleboard's fun.
I figured there was no way I could stand up. I just stayed
yeah,
on
you
my
could.
Knees.
That seems
you
to be like the least fun leisure activity.
But it's some...
Dude, no, paddleboarding's awesome.
It's only behind that... behind the giant wheel tricycle that you ride at sea.
So you need to come out to the lake. I'll take you paddleboarding. You'll like it. It's
now,
fun.
We did I'm some boogie boarding, though. George. There were some big waves there, too.
Boogie boarding?
Yeah, there were about, there were probably 6-foot, 7-foot waves at
no
one
kidding.
Point. Yeah, they were taller than
Can
we
you
are.
Surf, Mike?
I've been once. I would say no to that question.
I hear that is
now.
Really
I've only
difficult.
Been once, too.
I've heard it's really difficult.
It's hard.
And it's a good way to get hurt.
I did get up, so I technically surfed, but no, I wouldn't say that I
can. I went in Hawaii, and it was hard. It was really hard.
When did you do it? A long time ago? Or?
Golly. It was a long time. It was more than 10 years ago, yeah.
I want to go again somewhere where I can try for a few hours and like try to get it down if I even can.
Now, see, that's another thing we do at the lake. We surf now. Behind the boat.
What do you surf on?
On the wake of the...
On a surfboard behind the boat.
Like in the wake?
A surf boat.
Surfboard. Does the boat pull you?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It pulls you to start with, and then you can drop the rope because the wake is big enough and you surf behind the
I've
boat.
I've seen that. So you guys really do that?
Yeah.
Your kids or you? Or?
My kids are a lot better at it than I am.
And
but
they,
yeah.
can, they can stay up in the wake
oh,
of the boat?
Oh, forever.
For...
Yeah.
Man,
it's really cool.
Crazy lights on that car.
Dude, I want him.
That was Marcus Wadley with the win in lane one. Lane two, sorry.
Those guys were hauling some serious
that
ass.
That was loud, wasn't it?
That was loud, man. Hey, if these are the semifinals, why are there 15 races?
It's semifinals of each division.
Oh, okay.
There's four cars left in each division.
A little flimsy, this bracket.
We race down until there's one, George.
Okay, but this has looked like the same division for like the last eight
races.
No,
this is a sportsman modified.
You sound old, Bannister, but they're all looking the same.
Man.
Okay, I know.
I ask every week.
Here come the supercars.
Okay.
That's the best named division.
Semifinals here, too.
Yes.
All right.
On the ticket.
How was that
on
breakfast?
The ticket.
Breakfast buffet out in Puerto Vallarta, Rich.
That's all right.
Not bad.
It's all right.
You hit that omelet.
Why are you assuming he hit breakfast buffets?
When he fired out of bed, he got to hit that breakfast buffet.
Yeah.
First guy in line at the omelet bar.
No, I wasn't the first in line, man. I got to sleep
I'll
in
take an
bit.
Egg white with veggies and jalapenos, please. Thank
I'll make
you.
It another scoop of ham.
Yeah. Put some ham in there.
Ham squares.
I'll take the Cadillac in lane two. The wagon.
Yeah.
Still eating. Yeah. West Colbert. Still eating egg whites, are you, George?
That was caddy on caddy crime there. Yeah, I eat egg whites.
I do, too.
Yeah. Remember when we broadcast from my house on July 4th? I had to fix you egg whites.
Well, yeah, was I on a Larry North plan or something?
I don't know what you were. Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
Why the hell were you broadcasting from his house?
He had a 4th of July there, right?
4th of July, Mr. Dew's house.
Like an on-air party?
Yeah. He has a pool.
I got a pool, and I had an ISDN.
Got a pool. Yeah. We got a pond.
Got a pond. Pond was better for me.
Pond's better for you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, George says, could you fix me some egg whites?
What's wrong with egg whites?
Yeah, just the fact tasty. I was fixing George breakfast, I think that's
that was
the
best day of your life, and you know it. We spent so much time together, so much fun.
I don't think so, George. Since you stopped doing the morning
show. What I really enjoyed, though, last week was the one taco joint we went to where you get about half dozen tacos, couple quesadillas, stuffed avocado, 3-4 margaritas, waters, Coke, and
couple Pacificos.
$27 for all that.
I think I'm ready to declare the taco the greatest food.
Man, they had some good ones down there.
And as I've asked you before, when did the taco go so next level? Was it the street taco that took it? Because when we were kids, it was just
Taco
shell and
it was
ground beef.
It was Taco Bell. And,
yeah.
And bueno.
We got gourmet taco.
When you went to a sit-down Mexican restaurant in the 80s, you almost never ordered a taco, right?
No.
You get enchiladas.
Are we talking the last even like 8 or 10 years? That
I don't know.
I think so.
Went nuts?
Yeah.
And was it the West Coast fish taco that really amped it up? Or
we got the great
Torchy's
tacos out here at Texas Motor Speedway.
I love
Torchy's. I could eat a Torchy's every day.
They may have the queso champion.
Yeah.
Queso or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Good God, that's good.
Yeah, that is really good.
But, yeah, I don't know. But for some reason, tacos are a delicacy.
They're next level now.
Seems
I know.
Like. Yeah. But you're right. It's much more than ground beef, lettuce,
tomato,
cheese.
That's all it was when we were kids.
Cheese.
It was just a very basic thing.
Inside.
That truck came back and won. Beat the Jeep.
I have a taco place I'm addicted to, and about every 2 weeks, I'll go there when I get off the show with Norm. I get 8 tacos exactly the same.
How many?
8. I eat 4 for lunch. I throw the other 4 in the fridge, and I come back and eat them for dinner, and I eat tacos all day.
Wow.
And I even sing myself a little song about eating tacos all
Can
day.
Can we hear it?
No, I'm not going to sing it.
I eat tacos every day.
All day.
Woo. Bad boy with another win.
There goes the 68 Chevy out.
Yeah, bad boy.
Bad boy wins that.
Bad boys of one bad mother.
Is Torchy's open right now, Rich?
No.
Do you have a key to that?
No.
Dude, let me go whip us up.
Let Michael whip us up some. Let's see. I'll take a. What's the one I like? Trailer Trash and.
It may surprise you that I really like the Democrat.
Yeah. It is surprising.
It's not the only time I ever say that.
It will not surprise you that it's.
Brush Fire. That's my other go to.
Is that. That's not salmon, is it?
I don't know. It's good.
What's salmon? Like, yeah.
No, I think it's spicy chicken.
Fried chicken is the Trailer Trash? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I eat the Democrat, too. That's barbacoa.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. Man, I love tacos.
He's talking to that guy. Grab his key ring.
Okay. And we'll go make tacos.
Dude, we'll go turn everything.
And he'll get mad, but then he'll see all the tacos and he'll think it's great.
He'll be mad eating the tacos. He'll be yelling at us, but he will eat the tacos.
Who, me?
Can you get in that Torchy's taco?
No, I can't.
Swear to God.
Hey, this is the finals of the Bandits, man. I swear to God, I can't.
Okay, finals!
Chance
for the win.
Do you think Eddie Gossage can get in that Torchy's taco?
Atina Rupp now in lane one is going to win.
Lane one.
Is Eddie here tonight?
Atriana?
I don't know.
I'm going to text him, tell him to meet me at front of Torchy's.
Okay, you do that. Let me know how that works for you.
I could use some Torchy's tacos.
You're seventh in command.
Now.
You don't get the taco key.
No, I don't have a taco key.
Maybe top three gets taco key.
Yeah.
Can't get in there. I can get in a lot of places.
That would be great if you had like a restaurant located somewhere on your own property. So like you got home and you just rolled through and you had Torchy's tacos.
Like a Torchy's branch in your yard?
Just yeah, you wouldn't need like the full kitchen and the full.
Well, like,
but
it's
just
house.
Like a little.
Well,
like
yeah,
you're responsible
just a food
for
truck out in the driveway.
The cost and running the restaurant?
Well, if you're, you know, Cuban money or something.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't you just always have a guy there from Torchy's Tacos?
Hey, we got a winner.
Hey, Mike.
In your house.
Brush like fire little, coming up.
Yeah, coming up. Chop, 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 chop.
Would that be great or what?
With a little menu up there.
Yeah.
I think someone does have some rich dude has a Starbucks. Like in their house.
Really?
Yeah. And it's only like a corner of their kitchen, but it's actually like built out.
They didn't just have the automatic barista like Michael Scott had on The Office.
Right.
I kind of feel like I have that. I have a Keurig and the Starbucks, you know, little canisters to put in there.
Yeah.
That's kind of like having your own Starbucks.
Not really.
Kind of.
No.
But yeah, if I had Cuban money, I would do that. I would have some sort of franchise
shop.
Take up part
but
of my
just
kitchen.
Have a, you could just have like a staff that would just do it for you.
No, I want someone to bid on it.
The whole experience.
Be corporately sponsored.
Yeah. With all the sauces.
While you guys are rolling over the menu, we just had a winner.
Same napkin quality.
Hey, we got Brock Gilliam in lane one in the Sportsman final.
Okay, no one is beating Sports Buggy. No way.
Lane two.
Give me 10 to 1.
Is that Ryan Dusan?
This is the final, George.
Okay, yeah, let's go, Sports Buggy.
Oh no!
It's over.
Oh, dude,
what happened to Sports Buggy?
Hot heaven hurt.
Did he blow up down there?
Yeah, maybe.
He almost caught some grass
shooting out.
You bet me 10
well,
to 1 there.
I got to tell you guys, this has been the best night of my life.
We don't believe you.
35
I got
sorry.
To start.
I'm sorry, you've had such.
I got to start drag races. I got to be on Big Hoss TV. We got to talk about
the Meg
turning our. Bag. We got to talk about turning our kitchen into some sort of
Torchy's
or, yeah, something.
Do you know how many tacos are sitting
some pool
like
talk?
It's the definition of freeform radio, isn't it?
It is.
There's barrels of queso.
The sea line. 100 yards behind.
Oh, if that. Come
and
on,
he's
Rich.
Got a key. Look at him. He smirks every time I say it. He has a key.
I bet someone left the window open or something. We could crawl through there.
I want to see your key ring. Is there one little taco sticker on it? I know.
Shaped
right
like a taco. Oh, look. There's a taco key right
Gate.
There.
Shaped like a taco.
Big Hoss control and tower four.
Slide it.
That's it. That's all I got.
Slide it in. It fits
it's
in
a,
the shell
it's a
perfectly.
U-shaped key.
That's all I got. Man.
Oh, man.
Right, we got two winners.
Is this
Mr.
over?
Mr. Dude, I want you to miss out on that. Two winners.
Really?
Two winners, George.
Two winners.
I bet we're going to have a third
names,
winner.
Mr. Dew? Who is that?
He doesn't know.
I have no idea.
We can't see their numbers.
Ryan Dusan won the Sportsman Division.
He beat Sports Buggy.
And Chance Brackeen won again in the Bandit Division.
Where's Bassam Smadi?
And lane two is Dennis Kirkland.
Modified.
Is that a Pontiac?
Yeah, GTO.
And
here comes
lane
the guy with the tricked up headlights.
And Marcus Wadley.
It's old school Nova. Like a 70s.
Yeah, I don't think those are street legal.
Those are like evil eyes blinking at you.
Uh-oh. Dude. He got
look at that guy.
He got killed off the line.
He sure did.
Came back and won.
Wow.
And he moves on and wins.
Yeah, he doesn't move on.
Well, what's his name?
Marcus Wadley.
Marcus.
Out of Springtown.
Well, like I was saying, this was the best. Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Still have
all
35
2 weeks.
Minutes left to
dollar
the
beer night.
So.
2 weeks. Dollar
two
beer
weeks,
night.
I'm a training camp.
Well.
But the week after that, I'm back. You guys come over after the broadcast. We'll swim.
Well, you know,
we'll order out torches.
To drag tacos. Son, so,
think it'll be finished
I've
by
got
then?
One near me. I got one in Flower Mound. That's not too far down
like
the road.
3 weeks, you can get a torchies built.
Why don't you buy a food truck, man?
Okay,
get yourself
with tacos.
Yeah, a taco food truck, and just park it in your driveway.
Trucks. We have a food truck here tonight.
Yeah, there's,
yeah, there's one back there.
Tacos?
No, it's pizza.
No.
I thought there was a Mexican food one back there.
No.
Throw I think there was.
Through the window of that torchies to get in there.
All right, well, I'm going to head back home and take my redneck friend
Dude,
with
you
me.
Got like 10 minutes left.
Yeah. Well, that's it?
Yeah.
What time
we got
is
one,
it?
Two, three. We got four races left. It's 11:25.
And that's it? We don't go till midnight.
Come on, George. No. You only live 15 minutes away.
Why all do you right. think we got to go till midnight?
Okay. All right, I'll stay
we
with
can,
you.
We can hold out for this.
Four races left.
Four races left. This is for all the marbles.
No, four left in the semifinals.
Were you getting ready to bail? Is that what you were doing?
The entire
brush fire. I can't let George walk out there by himself. He's a celebrity.
He thinks that we got to go till midnight. No.
George is just on big hops.
I was told we have four more races.
I got to protect the commander at all costs.
Yes. Indeed.
That's my primary objective. Number two is the drag race.
Protect the commander.
Protect the commander.
If he's going, I'm going to help.
Oh, man. Okay, here we go.
All right. Supercar
one
final.
One of four more races.
Lane one is Wes Coleman.
We're counting them down.
Out of Arlington in the 2013, that CTSV wagon.
Yep. George, $10 a race.
Lane two is Adam Garrity in a Camaro.
Give me lane one.
Adam. I got lane two. Let's go, GoPro.
One.
Come on, one. Oh, crap. Oh, here we go.
Oh, man.
All right, that's $10.
Okay, I'm down 10.
Don't give any hints, you two. I know you guys know
everything. Can't give any hints.
We're playing.
Okay, I made that choice, so you get to make this choice.
Okay, you guys get to say who they are. You get to do
how many years has Adam won?
A lot.
How many years? I mean, how many times this year?
I don't know. You got it in front of you.
No, I don't. You're the big laptop boy.
I didn't get it. It's on the paperwork.
Hey,
you got out of the
house. Stop fighting.
Here you go. Here we go.
George.
He's been fighting all night.
George.
What?
I think we have a skill in lane one.
Garrity, that's 2 weeks in a row he's
not
won.
Not good news.
Well, there you go, Adam.
Really?
Oh.
I think George has to leave now. There's a spill in lane one, Rich, right? They're on their walkie-talkies. Is this going to be a thing?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's going to take an hour.
Yeah.
The commander has to be at work early on Monday.
We need
I'm
to take a break.
I'm doing a special World Cup show in the morning, so I got to get going.
And a third place game.
I think I'm understanding we need to take a break and bunch of spots. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sure. Party Night Drags on the ticket. Colin Keithley just won the all-wheel drive division in a Nissan GT-R. See, we had a fluid spill in the start line in lane one.
They're just leaving it there.
Well, they're just having them start in front of that.
I think he just poured out his big gulp when he was coming up to the start line. And that's what caused that.
That's definitely Dr. Pepper.
Oh my God.
Hold him up now.
Two races left. We're going to hold him up, Rich. Can't you override him? What rank is he? You're seven.
There's no way.
If he had a roll of paper towels, I think you could get that thing cleaned up in like 30 seconds.
Yep.
Some Bounty, especially.
Bounty.
They're very absorbent.
Quicker picker up.
Yeah. You're the assistant starter, George. Run out there and.
Yeah.
Yeah, this. George, you carry some weight.
I don't have that kind of authority.
You're the only one with pit road access.
Yeah.
Your badge allows you.
That was pretty cool being out there, I've got to tell you.
That's funny. I tweeted out a video. Check your Twitter later.
I saw that. It looked awesome, yeah.
On the ticket?
Oh, boy.
Look at him.
Now what are we listening to? Boy. Who's this?
I don't know who this
Lamb
is.
Lamb of Megalodon?
You got any fix? They're here Sunday night.
Darkness Granada. All Around is what it's called.
Well, we got BB out now.
Darkness all around?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, what if I came down to Dallas on Sunday nights, Roy? Would you go to the fix with me?
Is it this Sunday?
Yeah.
What bar are they playing at?
At the Granada, sir.
Got a tuba.
There was nothing more beaten down.
You get in free with a tuba paste.
That Johnny,
don't start on me.
Handsome Johnny sponsor.
I already yelled at Fernando once this week.
Was it the Quality Inn?
The Red Roof Inn?
Super 8?
Super 8. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a quality hotel.
To pick up the fix and bring them down to be on the morning show.
Oh, boy.
And they were unable to play because they didn't have any instruments.
They didn't think that they
I furnished their instruments for them. They had a writer. I got them all their instruments.
They didn't play, though.
Well, because Cy Kiernan, the lead singer, had a sore throat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then when Handsome Johnny was taking them back to the Super 8, you said, they asked if he could stop off so they could pick up a tube of paste.
Tube of paste, right? I need me a tube of paste.
Well, isn't it good to know they have good hygiene? What's wrong with that?
So beat, man.
They were not beaten. They loved their life.
Absolutely.
And I love their music.
Their life. My breath smells like a wanker. I need a tube of paste.
It's okay to admit when your band becomes, Spinal Tap.
They're not Spinal Tap.
It's funny.
They're still making great music.
And they're playing Sunday
like
for real?
Yeah, Granada.
All original members?
Yes.
They're
Dan
all alive?
Brown's back. Yes. Okay. Cy Kiernan, lead singer. Dan Brown on bass. Rupert Greenall on keyboards. Adam Woods on drums. And Jamie Westorum on guitar.
How many of those could you have named?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I wasn't even listening.
I only recognize the first guy.
I've never heard of any of them.
Cy Kiernan.
You drove them all.
One thing leads to another. Saved by Zero. Red Skies at Night.
I know one thing leads to another.
Yeah. Red Skies at Night. You know that.
Night. Sing a little bit. Or play
Red
it.
Skies at Night. Red Skies at Night.
Oh, 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 oh.
Come on.
You don't have to take want it.
Not for
it's
you.
Just a peaceful morning.
Oh, sorry. Huh?
Red Skies at Night.
Stand or Fall?
Well, not by name. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Secret Separation?
I think you're probably going
Driven
down
out.
The list. So
yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm not going to get into these. If I didn't know Red Skies at
All right.
Night.
Tuba Pace.
Well, man, there was a character who's long gone
fight
for the chicken.
Here. What's that?
Red Skies at Night guy.
Red Skies at Night guy, yeah.
I don't even remember what he did.
I don't either.
Oh,
it was a very limited character.
Did he just sing Red Skies at Night?
Red yeah, Skies really night. Emotionally, I think.
Red
yeah.
Skies at Night. Whoa, whoa.
Hey, we need to get Gordon back in the devil suit sometime. We need to do that again.
That would be great.
You never saw Gordon in the devil suit, did you?
I don't even know what that means.
Dude, you know, he used to go to like full body. Go to a restaurant in a devil suit.
Devil suit.
Well, full
and
body.
Like pit?
Yes.
Spandex almost. Spandex red.
Uh-huh.
How have I never heard of that in my life?
Oh, it's great.
Dude, it was when 20 was years like, ago.
They sent him to Dallas Country Club to try to make
right.
a tea
time.
That's what he did it for the Hardline.
Is there audio of this?
Black Smoke
Warrior, yeah.
Way back in the day when he did the split shift, because he did both shows.
Yeah. Black Smoke Warrior final, boys.
All right, we got Bad Boy Charles Carey in lane one. We got Michael Pennell in lane
your
two.
Your pick or my
I'm
pick?
I'm up. I'm taking Bad Boy.
Okay, I'll take the truck with no hood. I've been through the desert on a truck with no hood.
It felt good to
come on!
To bad boy.
Oh, crap it. Oh, look out now. Oh, boy.
Oh, he's sliding. He's... God, he almost took out cones.
That boy won.
Lane one ought to be DQ'd. He went in the grass.
All right.
Well, that's better than
held on to it.
Man, you're up $20.
$20.
$20.
I'll make the next
Last
one.
Race coming. Double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
I'm in.
I make the pick.
Oh,
right?
Oh, oh.
Why don't you put on some Fix for the last race?
Man, I got Red Skies at Night in my head.
I don't think he has any.
I bet you have the Fix on there.
No, I got no Fix.
Go to something and play it. You have Spotify, don't you?
Stand by.
I don't have that.
Go to YouTube.
He just has cassettes.
Stand by. Stand by.
Okay, right.
Damn, boy.
He just has cassettes that he plays and holds his phone up to and records.
Yeah. That's the way I do it.
Red Skies at Night still holds up. If that song came out today, you'd go, wow.
I want to hear it. Because I want to know if, number one, I've heard it. Because there's a chance
I bet you have.
Still.
Sure you have.
Here, give me your cord there.
Here you
go. Give him the mama bear.
Pull
here
it
we
on.
Go.
Well, hold
we'll,
on.
We'll jam out the Red
oh,
Skies
no.
at Night for the...
What?
Oh.
No.
Well, hang on.
A little slow, are you?
Recalculating. Why is it not going to it?
We have a fire truck on the move over here, too.
Well... It's a fire down there somewhere. Oh, got a little spill down there, looks like.
There's one race left, and this is happening.
I know.
Here we go.
That's it? Oh,
right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, I've heard the song like 10 seconds ago.
Red Skies at Night.
Here we go.
Get ready for there to be a commercial here at the beginning of this thing.
Oh, boy.
Because it's YouTube, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks a lot for that, Rich.
Oh, listen to this beginning. It's so cool.
Sounds like Bon Jovi so far.
This came out first.
Okay. It's not even a bad thing.
Crank that.
Yeah, get some.
I got it up as far as it'll go.
Turn it up on the mama bear over there.
I can't go any louder.
Wrong fader.
Yeah, up, up. It's up all the way, he says. What's wrong with yours?
I don't know. That's as loud as it goes.
There you go.
See?
Yeah, there.
George is up. George is dancing. He is stepping over the pit wall. He is on pit road dancing. The cameraman is running. Oh, my God. They got him on Big Hoss.
Have you heard it?
He is dancing on Big Hoss.
Do you know this song now?
I've never heard the song in my life.
My God.
You'd love the
How
fits.
Do you not know this song?
Let's go Sunday night. It'll be fun.
That's their biggest hit?
I don't know if I can.
I think One Thing Leads to Another is probably the. I think that was their only number one hit.
Look, Cy Curran has a sore throat.
Oh, my
what are
God.
You doing?
Stand by.
I don't know if I can hold him back, John. You need to stop this. Don't make me find out.
Right. Everyone, just.
Could you get me a tuba
place?
Right?
I know this for sure.
This is a
great song.
But this
tuba
is a movie, right? Is this
off Reach the Beach, 1983.
Tuba paste.
What a jerk.
I like this one.
This song jams. 35 years later.
I like this song. Yeah.
Sure. You, man, we would have fun.
Are you going for sure? Or you
I'll
like
go it? If you go. I'll get us tickets and we'll go.
Come on, Mike.
I'll text you over the weekend.
Okay, please, because I'm not positive if I can. But okay. If I can, I absolutely will.
Okay.
I was a bouncer in Granada when I got my job at the ticket.
Were you really?
Yep.
Did you ever have to rough anybody up?
Not rough anybody up, but I broke up some fights, and in my head, I feel like I caught a punch.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Huh?
Breaking up a fight.
Yeah, like one
Here's
guy was swinging, and I was right here, and I grabbed his arm
by zero.
Before he made contact. And I did throw somebody out the side door, like out into the hallway.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Where Snuffers
like this,
is.
I like this one, too.
Yeah.
You know this one? All by Snuffers.
Turn this up.
Turn up.
I'm not in the fix, but I know all these songs.
It's even used in a commercial recently. Get some car company.
Me a tuba paste.
Yes, we do. We're going to go. We're going to go. Mike Soroy's going to have to bring up his Granada bouncer name.
Yeah, see if I still got it.
I can stop
the big bull.
The
if the big bull charges you, I don't know if I can stop it.
All right, I'll text you over the weekend. Maybe we'll go.
Please do.
Looks like Friday Night Drags, though, has come to an end here tonight at Texas Motor Speedway.
We got one race to go, George.
I don't know.
I think George is making some pretty valid points here. Seriously, there's multiple fire trucks on the track.
We got to be safe.
We are safe.
Well,
I'm
going to
pay Soroy $20
on Friday Night Drags.
Okay, here we go. Come on now.
See how much it costs to go see the pigs.
A bunch of money.
Save me to the pace.
Man, he just won't give it up, will he?
Yeah.
Tickets priced $30 to $41.
Oh, my goodness.
$30 to $41.
I'm going to say I'm right. Mike Soroy used to work there. We'll get him free.
Yeah, I still know a guy. Well, we're obviously getting the $41.
The Granada, is that where we did the Salute to Summer or something?
We did something there.
Yes, you absolutely did that.
Salute to Summer.
Yes. Salute to Summer.
Nothing else to think of, huh?
That's Fernando's idea.
Salute to Summer.
Who are your guests there? Do you remember?
Mike Rawlings, I know, was there one time.
The mayor.
Roger was there.
Roger.
Staubach.
Yeah. That may have been where I called him Raj.
That may have been when we did it down at the Kessler when you called him Raj that one day.
Oh, yeah. That was our salute to fathers.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
because his daughter was on, too, I think.
Yeah, Jennifer.
And you called him Raj. Captain America. You called him Raj.
I love Roger Staubach. So great.
How crazy was that when we played football with Roger Staubach?
I know.
Facing Troy. Dude, do you remember the one year we played with Troy? We only scored one touchdown. Yeah. And do you remember who scored it?
You.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Rich.
I mean, Troy's like scanning the field, and he sees me, and he kind of like shrugs his shoulder
because I'm
standing by myself. He's throwing over there, and I'm just going, please catch it. And I caught it. And I stood there for a second. I was like, well, I guess I should spike this thing.
No.
And the next thing I got, Moose Johnston give me a bear hug, and I was like, what's this?
That was awesome. Touchdown? You caught a touchdown?
Glory be to God.
Dude,
here we go.
That's Austin Aikman, dude.
That's amazing.
It was really cool. All right, here's our last race of the night,
everybody.
Shay Thompson in the 88 Mustang in lane one. Tyler Horn.
Is that a 65 Mustang?
67.
Oh, that's close.
Lane
pick
two.
It, George. Pick it.
67 Mustang. The 67 will lose this race.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you because of the noise.
Loud,
fair enough.
All right.
There it is.
This is the best ever, guys. I'm telling you.
I love it.
This has been so fun.
So we close it down with the fix.
Yeah.
Mike and I might go see him on Sunday night. You just don't get any better than what's happened here tonight.
What a weekend. Hey. Less than a month away from the Megs.
The only thing
out.
That would have made tonight better is a sleepover.
But
not going to happen.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. I just closed out. The music ended.
That's all right.
All right.
Rich, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Jub.
Keep tearing it up out here, T.
Next week is First Responders Night out here, Friday Night Drags.
And then Dollar Holler.
Police, firefighters, EMS, also military, half off. And then in 2 weeks, our last broadcast, and it is Dollar Beer Night,
everybody.
6 to 9, $1 beer on the
Can we count on you to come back, Jub?
I'd love to. I can't next week because we're going out of town.
Yeah,
and then I'm a trimmer.
Whatever. All right. He's the Jubinator.
Yeah.
C. Roy. OD, I'm Rich Phillips. It's Drags. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Come on out to Texas Motor Speedway Friday nights this summer for Friday Night Drags. Hit theticket.com and texasmotorspeedway.com for rules, racing classes, and spectator information. This has been Universal Technical Institute Friday Night Drags, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick. KT